Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and Alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
What's up, kiddies? What's going on? It is the Conti and Kenny Show, the Christmas edition.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and a happy holiday.
And God bless us, everyone.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show.
I'd be the largest goose in the city.
It's the Conti and Kenny Show.
It's the Christmas edition. The Conti and Kenny Show, find me the largest goose. Find that bastard Cratchit.
Arrogance and Alcoholism. We broadcast in the NPN studios, non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. And we are on morelikeradio.com. And we're also on ContiandKenny.com. And you can also listen to us on your phones via the TuneIn app. Just download the free TuneIn app and then search More Like Radio. And you can listen to us there.
Make a fire.
Right.
Right. Little Yule log there.
Mm-hmm.
Get in your big grandpa chair.
Okay.
Put a little red and green Afghan over your legs.
Okie doke.
Have the little kitties pile around in a circle and play one of our best ofs.
Oh.
Especially the ones about pussy or children dying.
Yeah. Pussy or children dying.
You know,
everyone
has their little cups of eggnog and their little things and are all intent.
Yeah.
On listening to Grandpa's story.
Grandpa telling old stories about when blacks knew their place and you were able to hit women.
And play the best of CD.
Yeah.
You can hear stories about cocaine. me doing cocaine on Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. That could be... and I'm very, very apologetic because I was supposed to have this last shorts up a week ago, and it's been ready, but we're just having technical issues on getting this thing put up, and Frank's supposed to help me, so hopefully we'll get that done. And our Twitter accounts, the show's Twitter account is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And follow us on Facebook. Hello, Brent. Brent is sitting in the chat. And I'll just tell you right now, it is official. Brent is going to be part of the MLR team as the producer of, say it. Our show, stupid.
I know, I'm bugging around. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, so White Ass Brant will be our producer on the program from 1,500 or 2,000 miles away. But that's how it works now. You know, there are major shows that, like, you know, big time shows used to be just on terrestrial or whatever. They're still on terrestrial. That they do their shows from different parts of the country. Like, Imus doesn't sit in the studio here in New York with these guys.
No.
He's like a, it almost looks like Saw, where he's on like a camera, and they're looking at
He's in a hyperbaric chamber, fucking shriveled up raisin of a human being.
And
he really is. He's almost got the, he's got the ghetto version of the Dick Cheney Keep Me Alive electronics.
Oh yeah,
you know how you Dick Cheney has the fake insides,
right?
Like his all
and
of
he's
his
probably got the top notch.
All of
stuff.
His organs are like a two cycle lawnmower. It's right. You know, like things squeak and stuff. It needs oil. But whatchamacallit? Imus doesn't have that. He just looks like he's just sitting there dead, dying.
Yeah, it's weird. So that's what
and
we're gonna.
It'll be like 30 seconds of. You know the guys aren't going to step on that.
Right,
on have you ever heard the awkward silence? Maybe we can find audio of his show. The awkward pause of waiting for him to get kickstarted again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll be like... and then it'll be this. And that's it. I swear to God. And in a commercial play.
Holy shit.
Yeah. If you've heard any of it.
Funny.
It really is. It's just.
It must maybe because, like what we do when we're trying not to step
No. This
but
is different.
It's just bad.
This is different of me and you trying to look something up on a computer or working on something. You know what I mean? It's not awkward. It's silence. But it's not awkward, where this is just like the guys are going, now they can't sit there and go, hey, Don, what'd you do this weekend?
Right,
he just goes, you know what I mean? And it really is. And then once he goes, they go, yeah.
Right,
commercial. He literally just, it's not like a Mike Francesa falling asleep either.
Right,
it's
right.
Just like, it's just like some, you know, his pacemaker has to recharge and he just goes. You got to see if we can find any of that. Maybe during the break.
Okay, maybe we'll, that'd be funny.
Yeah, you know,
but
see.
That is, that our cross the country producer is White Ass Brent, who, and like I said, when he wants to, he is already has the green light where he can just sit on Skype with us and be like an on air kind of producer. But right now, it's kind of limited to what he can do, you know, being a family man and getting stuff done. And, you know, listen, he's got responsibilities, unlike you or me. In the sense where, you know, he's got a family to raise and he's got stuff going on, but he's done more for this show, more than anybody has done for this show since Bob and James left. So it's just
absolutely,
it's perfect.
And he's been with us a long time.
Yeah.
You want to pop me up? Let's see this. It's 2 minutes.
You are up.
It's Don Imus' awkward in social situations. Now just listen for him to go.
Okay. I'll turn it down in case it's real loud.
Who needs instruction would perhaps be me. But if you're talking to someone and they say to you, I say, are you married? And they say, no, my wife died. That's probably not an entree for then a joke.
It's probably time to move to move on.
Sorry
past
to hear
that.
Yeah, another probably topic. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss. Thank you.
So, yeah. I almost thought you were going to say,
You know, I have cancer.
Oh, I damn near did. I had to censor myself. Of course I did.
I don't know if
absolutely.
No, that's not it. That's not gonna. There's. I don't think there's gonna be anything there.
Is he in studio there?
I was. It's just a
picture. Oh, it's a picture. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is actually probably like a best of clip because they're actually talking.
Yeah, it actually.
I'll find something.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I wouldn't.
Doing a break or something. Yeah, but it's. Anyway.
But
it's,
yeah,
if you ever catch it, it's funny.
Right. All right. Well.
But speaking of, you know, back to Brent.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's done so much in this short period of time with helping us with our Twitter account. And just we have felt a boost with listeners in the last maybe month or so of a lot of these people jumping on board for the program.
Well, we both suck, and he's connected to the network. You know what I mean? we're both awful.
Yeah.
And he's piped in, logged in. What do they call it?
Ethereal.
No, he's plugged in. He's plugged in.
He's plugged in
much more than we are.
You're talking about with. The internet and
yeah, and that's the station.
The thing. Like he, not it's just the fact that he knows, you know. I mean, we're just so bad that we make it like Brent is this, you know, Stephen Hawking's of the computer and social.
Sometimes is
a little bit, but he just knows. He knows
split
how
split second
he,
pictures he, with my face.
Well,
on
that
it.
Stuff. Yeah, he's great at that. But he just knows. Like, hey, listen, you want to promote your show? This is what you got to do. And you got to get it out there and get it on different sites and do this, all this kind of stuff. And he's been so helpful. And it's very hard for me to compliment him because he's such a piece of garbage like us. But, you know, listen, I got to, you know.
He holds his babies upside down by the ankles, shaking them vigorously
exactly.
On Skype.
What time you want Coletta to call in?
Let's like go after the first break.
Like maybe a little bit after 8?
Yeah, a little bit, about 8 o'clock. Yeah, we'll go to, we'll see how this goes.
All right, yeah. Let's see if we're even doing a show at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But have you, so it is a proper welcome for everybody.
Very
now.
Very exciting
everybody
welcome.
Knows now, you know, everybody kind of knows. I've been spouting about it and all giggly, you know, that giddy that he's been like helping me out and. He's just, he's great. He's so helpful. So, White Ass Brent is now part of the Conti and Kenny Show.
Very nice.
As a producer, whenever he is available to help us, that's just, and, you know, whatever. We'll give you more information if you need it, where Brent has an email address that we can just send people
all
to
right,
him.
All right, I told you, don't blow it up too much, because he's going to start getting bombarded.
Yeah.
Can you help us? Can you help us?
Well, now he's going to be part of the More Like Radio staff.
Oh, that's how it starts.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Can you help us?
They're gonna pull a Jay Leno and take our stuttering John away from us?
Yeah. Yeah, White, that's enough already. Yeah, let's go. I know. Yeah. I told you. It's awkward. It's awkward for me. I'm much you suck his cock.
I know. I can't help it. Delicious.
It's deserved, but enough.
All right.
Do it behind closed doors.
So now are you done with the, because right now it's, what is it, December 23rd? It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I don't even know if people thought we were doing a show tonight, but I was planning on doing a show.
Yeah, Frank wasn't sure. A bunch of people weren't sure. Did you get everything done?
No.
I still have one main gift to get, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to because of my fucking job. I don't know why I keep talking like my jaw's wired shut.
The biggest gift I want this year is AIDS. Remember that? The gift?
The gift, yeah. The gift.
The guy Kenny went around giving it. If you guys don't remember, years ago, it was a gay guy. And it was a
documentary
called The Gift.
The Gift.
And I believe his name was Kenny.
Well, no, I don't think so.
I think so.
But whatever the point was, The Gift is a euphemism for...
Having fuck parties and giving the person AIDS.
Giving some
or
other
willingly
person.
Getting it. Willingly
you're
receiving
a willing recipient of the gift.
Of the gift, yeah.
Yes.
But besides for that, I got to get a couple of things from my stepfather.
You got to get him a couple of gifts?
Flannel shirts. I got to get my hair done. I got to go buy
you gotta
fish.
You got to go wear what? Your hair done?
Yeah, I got to get my hair cut, buy fish. I need a Christmas haircut.
You need a Christmas... What do you mean you got to buy... Oh, you're doing the seven fishes for seven
my
brothers
mother,
or whatever
yeah,
it is?
That twat makes me... I cook. Mm-hmm. Me and my sister cook every holiday. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thanksgiving, the whole works. Mm-hmm. Everybody's at my house.
The works.
The works. And tomorrow the big thing is I do the fish
the seven fishes. It does. I said, listen, I'm not eating seven fucking different fishes because I don't like seven different fucking fishes. So pick your shit that
Are
comes
you just
out
getting
of the water.
Like a salmon and cutting it in six.
No, I'm getting
six times.
I'm getting one fish.
Okay.
And she can pick six other things that come out of the sea.
Oh, okay.
Scallops.
Charlie the tuna.
Scrimps. Tuna steak. I didn't even think about that. Calamari. Homemade calamari.
A little bit of dolphin.
A little bit of dolphin. Some shark fin. Shark fin soup to start off as an appetizer.
Ooh, yeah. How about lobster bisque?
A lobster bisque would be
Look
good.
Look at that, huh?
I actually, last year, I made lobster macaroni and cheese with Gruyere and a sharp cheddar. Oof. Very good. Very good. But anything that comes out of the sea. But I got fucking seven of them. You got to have seven of them?
None Credo of us... ask how many loaves.
All depends on how much fish you eat.
Oh, okay. Kenny's going to pull a Jesus.
The loaves will come after the holidays where you're just on the toilet just burying them.
Oh, okay.
Get that? See what I did with the loaves?
Oh.
Like doo-doos?
Loaves. Pinching.
Yeah, pinching.
I see. The old pincheroo.
The old pinch the loaf.
Turd cutter, pinch a loaf. We just...
It's
amazing how many euphemisms we can come up with as men for masturbating, vagina, and duty.
Yeah.
It's just tons of them. Brilliant. You know? Yeah. A brown bouquet. I came up with that yesterday. I said, dude, I left a brown bouquet in the toilet.
That's funny.
But it's just, that's all we do.
Yeah.
We're just pigs. Really
yeah,
are.
So I got to do this. I got to do the fishes because that my grandmother, her mother did it. She had the antipasto. Mm-hmm. My mother wants to make an antipasto,
right?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, the roasted red peppers, the artichoke hearts, the cold cuts and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
in the big silver pan that's been around since
with the lettuce.
Yeah,
like
there's
salad?
Yeah, no, it's
just the antipasto
finger foods. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So whenever we were kids, my grandmother would make it. The old Ginzo she was on this big sheet pan. You
want to look like Tommy Lasorda, right?
Yeah, exactly. Rest of soul, heard me say that.
Anacela Marona Sandis Magula.
So, but she would have fucking anchovies rolled up. It with a toothpick through them, and that would be part of it. So my mother's like, "Ah, I'm gonna make the antipasto this year. I'll get the anchovies." And I'm like, "Get that shit out of my house! Don't fucking bring none of that bullshit. You want it? Put them in your purse and eat them as you go. Take your little fucking Tom and Jerry can opener, all right, and suck them down like a fucking alley cat.
They're actually not
because you're
not
putting
terrible,
them on my fucking dinner plate.
But they just
plate.
Stink
this
up
is
the
God's
place.
Birthday.
Yeah, they stink up the place. They really
they're
do.
They're just disgusting. They
really do.
Gelatinous bone fillets, little worm. You know, they're fish, but
yeah.
It's all bone. That's all it is bone. It's
really?
Not, yes. Oh, fucking pick up a sardine. All it is, you're eating fish bone.
But it's so small that you just eat it?
You just eat it like a soft shell crab. Fuck that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just think it just stinks for hours on hours.
Okay.
That's the thing.
There's two things you can't go that have a shelf life of about a day and a half. It's fish and pussy. All right. Okay.
Okay.
You got a shelf life of about a day and a half. If you don't refrigerate or take care of them, if you don't eat it or refrigerate
pussy
it within
shelf
a day,
life is 18 years.
If you don't eat it or
mush it up a little
or
bit,
put it in the freezer,
right?
Or clean it, you know, within a day and a half.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Just imagine taking fish or pussy, and then putting it in a can, and then putting the can on a shelf. That is a shelf life for like 3 fucking years.
Right.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, when you pop that
you
open.
You can't eat canned pussy.
No, I don't think so.
Why am I talking like Richard Pryor?
I don't know, but you can't eat canned pussy.
You can't eat canned pussy.
Brent, can you put that on our Conti and Kenny Twitter account? Just put Kenny quote so far, you can't eat canned pussy, if you don't mind. Just quote that as Conti and Kenny quote so far of the show. Yeah, so
But I can't stand it. The anchovy.
Yeah,
just get away.
Yeah,
get off my table.
I hear you. I get it. Even if you like anchovy, you can't be that much of a selfless bastard to go, no, we have to have it. So you know what? eat them when you're by yourself.
You know what? Dress up like Santa Claus and pull them out of your purse like Dan Aykroyd eating a salmon on the train in Trading Places. Is your beard stuck in it? You're groaning. Try that one, Ma. Keep it in your purse. Right next to the sucrets.
Sucrets. You already made a sucrets.
Yeah, because that's the last time anybody ate an anchovy or a sucrets.
Exactly.
It's 1970.
The last time you tried to get anchovy over somebody's breath, they used sucrets.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they were smoking a Tipperillo.
Yeah, and they were Oscar Spumante buzz.
So, yeah, so you still have a little bit of the...
Minor things.
I only have one gift to get.
I got to buy the booze. I got to get my stepfather a couple of shites. I told my mother I'd pick up, and my hair done, and that's it.
Right,
pretty
cool.
Much.
I got one major gift for one special person that I've been just trying to find the right one, and it's been just a pain in the ass because I haven't had time. I've been so busy. The last 10 days have been just insanely busy.
Well, in your business, this is.
Well, with my part-time job, which it's the 2 weeks out of the year that I'm not part-time.
Yeah.
I'm literally full-time. And between that and I end up doing a gig way out in near Lancaster. Lancaster? Or is it Lancaster? Near Lancaster, but not in it.
Well, Amish country.
Yeah, it was like a Christmas party on Saturday night. White-ass Brent, just buy her the ring. It's better than a ring, white-ass Brent, what I'm getting her, all right?
What is it, a sperm?
No.
Tube of sperms?
I don't know if she's listening. I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah, you can't tell me what you mean.
I can't tell you.
I'm not going to guess either, because then you'll be like,
yeah, then
no,
I'll be like, well,
if
I can turn the mics off.
She already got a car, so... She doesn't
what do you mean?
Bullshit.
She got herself the Mercedes. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, so she doesn't need that.
No.
What does she want? 300 count Egyptian linens, so no. She can spew all over them whenever you guys do the hibbity dibbity.
Hold on, 1 second. We're gonna take 2 seconds.
I apologize for that.
I'm gonna tell so Kenny what I got her. Hold on. All right, we're back.
Do you have any idea how annoying that is to them?
I love it. I love the fact that I'm playing that bad Leave It to Beaver music while we do this. But
Cousin Joe, I'm partial to Ludens. There's another one. The Sucrets, Ludens.
Ludens.
Remember Ludens?
L-U-D-E-N-S.
Yeah, Ludens.
Ludens. They were almost in the same box.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Except... I think Sucrets, they were flat the way Sucrets Dunkin' Donuts has the donuts now.
Yes, and Sucrets came
Ludens are in the box.
In the cardboard box, and they had the little wax paper bag.
Right.
The Sucrets were in the tin.
Yes.
Sucrets
little
were in the tin.
Little tin
where
you put weed in now. Yeah, anybody, if you see a thing of Sucrets in somebody's house, it's pot. It's absolutely somebody's pot.
And also, they've been using the same tin since 74.
Yeah, exactly.
They're definitely big
Blue
Oyster Cult fans.
And Cousin Joe's going to be calling the show like after 8 to promote his new
Roy
album.
Black on Cracks is paint the Mercedes pink. That's what she wants.
Well, I'm going to do this now since...
Big A's in the chat room too.
Big A too?
Yeah.
Just give me 2 seconds. I just have to get something.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. Well, he gets something. I will hang out with you guys. But Big A's in the chat room. Thank you guys for listening, man. I know you got me. You fucking
dude. It's so little, and I knew you weren't. I knew you were busy, but I just got you a tiny little Christmas gift.
Why would you get me something? I'm rich, and I didn't get you anything.
It doesn't matter. You give me.
I'm not rich, by the way. I'm just fucking.
Kenny,
give
me a Christmas present every Monday night.
Oh, shut up! I'm gonna throw up in that.
Just
bag.
Dude, it's goofy. It's not even like a real gift. It's a goof gift. But I think you'll like it. And everybody in the chat, you'll be able to see it.
That's funny.
How great is that?
That's funny.
That's two aspects of Kenny's life. It is a flask N. Kenny, who loves mustache. If you guys remember Mustache Mondays, it's a flask with one of those oldie time mustaches on. Let me see if the camera picks it up pretty well. Put it a little closer. There you go. The little mustache flask for Teddy, for Kenny. And stainless steel, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
well, believe me. Thank you very much, yeah. Pal. I appreciate it.
And I got Frank a gift, too.
I got you your meatballs.
You did.
Merry Christmas. You brought
me turkey meatballs. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you. I got you dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He got me dinner, and I got him a flask. We're both helping out our problems. we're enabling each other.
Yeah, we're enabling each other. Exactly.
But yeah. You know what? I will say that this is the first year in a long time that I've really embraced Christmas. Like, I've just... Christmas music comes on, and I would just listen to it. There's a couple Christmas songs I don't like, but, like, other ones that I was never, like, you know, like, gaga over, but I'm just like, yeah, it's all right, you know? Like, what's that? Earl Scheib's fucking old... What's that old guy? Earl Scheib?
Earl Scheib painted cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did the $99. Who's the Earl Scheib's or Ives or something like that?
Burl Ives.
Yeah, he's got like a classic... Is that Winter Wonderland or something like that? Or
well, there's... I mean, there's a bunch of them. Hold on one second.
Is he the guy that was from all the old animation?
Burl Scheib? Earl Scheib. You're messing me up.
Earl Scheib was... or Burl Ives or something like that had the classic Christmas tune.
Yeah, well, what there is is... this is a funny one. Wow, that's 2 years ago. No, that's last year. We had a video... From this, and this was not all right. Maybe I'll post it on my Facebook, but this was not planned at all. This is what happens on Christmas Eve at my house, and we get tanked, and then we have a dart fight. But it's visual, you know what I mean? And it's really kind of funny, but that's what happens. But it's not planned anyway. I was on a mission the other night, very late.
Right.
And I put a bunch of songs up. I put a bunch of songs up in my Facebook. Did you see any of them?
No.
No? Okay, I'll play a few of them. Now, these were songs where I was scrolling through because everybody hears when you put on like 101 or local stations, they play the 24 Hours of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking rotation. Right. What you have to do is you have to go pretty much every artist ever has made a Christmas album. Yeah. Anyone half big.
And I don't really care for most of those remixes or remakes.
No. But you're talking James Brown. You're talking in Otis Redding. You're talking about Kiss. It does a Chris. You know what I mean? They might suck, which they didn't. The reason why they didn't hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's still somebody else doing a Christmas song.
Right.
Right. So here, you know what? Here's a couple of them. You got me popped up?
You're on.
All right. Here's this one. Okay. And this is... Hold on. Fucking commercials. I know I'm going to fix that. This is James Brown. 1967.
What is it?
Santa Claus.
He's coming to town?
Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer.
I've never heard this.
Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
Never heard it, did you?
Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Forget about Gary. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto.
It's groovy, ain't it?
Santa Claus.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Go straight to the ghetto.
No ribs.
Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto.
I hate black people or I hate Jews.
You know that I know what you will see. Cause that was once me.
Get
out
of this country, motherfucker.
Hit it! You see,
mothers. What's the savages in this?
straight to the ghetto.
Shit flying in my mouth.
Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto.
The fuck is that?
Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so.
Kill Whitey!
Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so.
So cool.
It's good, right?
I'm begging you, Santa Claus.
All right. Well, yes.
Yay.
Tricky. Let's play this out for a bit.
Okay.
I got a couple more.
I can.
Santa Claus.
Well, listen, why don't you start helping us out in the kitchen?
All right.
You can start by sticking your face in the freezer and making us some ugly sick.
Down.
Go straight.
I'm trying to see if I get this in beat.
Down.
DJ Joe House.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Down.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Oh man, it was good.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
You timed that perfectly.
That was
on that
actually
one.
really
good.
That was
great. There is a ton of them. Now
maybe Santa is black there, Megyn Kelly.
Whatchamacallit? There's so many really really good ones. All right, now I'm just
that's one of the funkiest things I've ever heard.
Exactly, but there's a shit ton.
My dick actually grew.
All you have to do.
My dick is bigger because of that song.
Yeah. I have a rap sheet.
No,
now.
It's just. I think I've carjacked somebody while this song was on.
And for all the listeners out there, and our producer, our new producer Brent, we had no idea that was. There was no show prep for that. We just went from
fucking DJ freezing Joe House,
freezing vaginas into remixing. Go straight to the ghetto.
Go straight to the ghetto.
Santa,
I've never,
go straight to the ghetto.
Now, did he write that song, or is that an old song that he just did?
No, that's him. That's it.
That's him, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, he'd go straight to the ghetto. Absolutely.
That's my new favorite Christmas song.
I love it. Now here's
I have a favorite Christmas song, but that one's
so
not my favorite.
My favorite Christmas song.
But my favorite Christmas song it's the Kinks.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a little brown baby's born in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
No.
And it's not little brown baby. Those aren't the words.
Little brown baby.
And his mama cries. There's one thing that she don't need. It's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. But this war on Christmas that every year.
That's not going to the war yet. We're in a musical.
We're not in a war yet. Okay.
No, we're not in a war yet. We're going to get to that.
We're not war yet. Okay.
We're in a music. It's Christmas time, man.
All right.
Best Christmas movie, Scrooged.
Never saw Scrooge.
Oh, best.
I want to see it too.
Fa la 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 la. And he can't do the last note. It's great.
I think I've seen the ending of it where he's on stage in the
theater.
Yeah.
Just call up an old army buddy, man, and just tell him you're thinking
fucking
about
Bill Murray,
him.
Man.
It's my favorite, and they don't play it nearly enough. They play every fucking. They play, well, Jim Carrey in A Grinch That Stole Christmas is a good one if you weren't freaked out as a kid by the Grinch.
Right.
You know what I mean, one Mr. Grinch. And when my niece.
That was on the other day in the car.
It's in,
and I listened to the whole thing.
I used to freak my nieces out because.
You're a mean one.
There's this Mr. one part Grinch. In Grinch where he goes, I'm doing a Jim Carrey impersonation, doing the Grinch. But he goes, lie in my bed, stare at my ceiling, and slowly drift into madness. Well, what would I wear? And they would freak out. They're stopping freaking out.
Yeah, that movie, I didn't see it, but it's. I can't believe that movie's from 2000. That movie
is really?
13 years old. But I never saw that. And
It's okay. If you like the books, if you like the Sam I Am,
the Dr. Seuss,
stuff, then if you grew up on that, you'll like the movie because they did a pretty good job. But Scrooge is up there. You know, of course, Christmas Story. You know, you'll shoot You'll shoot your eye out, that one.
Right, of course.
Way up there. Miracle on 34th Street. Kind of black and white. Still holds up.
Natalie Wood? More Natalie Wood?
I'm not sure. I don't.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little girl's Natalie Wood.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. That's another one. Is a big time one.
Yeah, I've never seen that all the way through.
There's a big thing that they want to remake it. And they're like,
I heard about that.
Like, don't
people,
do it.
And people are,
it's
like, no.
Untouched. It's like redoing the Wizard of Oz. They're like, don't fucking touch
like,
it.
Like, what are you going to try to improve on? Because usually when you redo something, and I think most of the redos or redux or whatever they call them, it's because the special effects are a little better now, so you can redo something that, but
yeah,
with
but
something
you can't
like
capture,
that,
you can't capture it now.
But it's like there's no reason to. Because how do you, what are you going to do? Alter it? Are you going to change
Who's going to be, you're going to have Tom Hanks or George Clooney be, you know, Jimmy Stewart? You just can't do it. It's just not worth it. Don't do it. You tried The Honeymooners. That didn't work.
That's different. It was a comedy.
Yeah, I know.
So I understand why they gave it a shot, even though I think it was stupid.
There's very,
not because they were black either. If it would have been white guys, I still would have been like, what are you doing?
There's why very few movies that you can never redo, like The Wizard of Oz. It's a Wonderful Life.
They've
the
become
birth of
so
a nation.
Parts of Americana. Did you say Birth of a Nation?
You just can't remake them.
But I think because there's a difference between a great show or a great movie and something that has become part of American culture.
Right.
So when it becomes part of American culture, like even something like The Christmas Story, which I only saw for the first time like 5 years ago.
Can't redo it.
You can't.
Can't never redo that.
And plus, it's kind of stuck in that period of time. You know, it was made in like 83 or 84, and it's like, it's
well done. It was days have passed. Days have passed. You know.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nostalgic, and you can't redo Fred Gilly. It's Italian.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
But but Scrooge, you got to see Scrooge. Just a great movie.
Okay.
Bill Murray is great in it. Really, right. Really great movie. But all right, now let's we've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
These are just some Christmas songs mm-hmm. that you might not have heard. You know them.
Okay.
But just from artists that you might not have thought of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like this one here. Okay. This is my own little pleasure. It's a jazz guy named Ramsey Lewis. But if you want to like really hear like good like funky like cool jazz in a Christmas song, where you really just kind of, I'm being dead serious too. This is Merry Christmas, Baby.
Turn up a little bit. Now, who sings this?
Ramsey Lewis Trio from 1961.
And what song is this?
Merry Christmas, Baby. Merry Christmas, Baby. But you'll hear the tones, but this is all it is. Just like this, it speeds up a bit. You know what I mean?
What the fuck is that? Yes!
Just a bit outside.
That's just stupid what you said.
You're despicable.
I got nothing.
Okay, so that's Ramsey Lewis.
All right.
Dude, that boo came in perfect.
Wish I was John Ramsey Lewis.
Okay, now here's like a couple of
John Benet Ramsey Lewis.
That's gotcha.
Boo. I should boo myself for that bad joke.
Boo.
And there it is.
There are just a couple more, real quick. But whatchamacallit, the versions that you normally hear, and then you've got some where people that you know that are actually kind of cool.
maybe you've heard or maybe don't know?
Yeah, that you know the artist. And once you hear this guy sing, you're going to know exactly who it is.
Okay, let me see if I can guess. I won't look.
Okay.
I promise.
Come on.
All right already.
Oh, I'm frozen.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
This is Democracy Manifest.
Hold on, I'm frozen.
Are you frozen?
Yep. There we go. There we go.
Just drop that down a little bit. Okay.
I'm dreaming, dreaming of a white Christmas.
I thought it was Stevie Wonder for a second.
Think about now, sitting at the dock of the bay.
Otis Redding? That was a great hint. You would be great at password. The password is shovel. Shovel!
The password
no, that's not what you do.
The password is ride the lightning. The password is the White Album. The password is Xanadu. But it doesn't necessarily look, it doesn't sound like a Christmas song.
No.
But it's Otis Redding doing a Christmas song. I just think it's cool.
Credo in the chat said, flaming fresh Christmas song. Chet's nuts dipping in my mouth. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Flaming fresh Christmas song.
Okay. Now here, my favorite Christmas song is Bing Crosby, David Bowie,
Little Drummer Boy.
I posted, if you could scroll down on my Facebook, if you guys go to it, I posted my favorite song, and then Thomas C. Riley and Will Farrell did a version of it, which was I never saw it before, and it was really funny.
It took a while though,
because
they did it word for word, and it just took a while to get to the part where you're like, all right, when are they changing this?
Exactly. The song, the original, is from a Bing Crosby Christmas special on TV.
Right.
So he has, you know, they come in and talk, and he's like, oh, you're the one that plays the piano.
Right,
you know?
You're the one that does the music.
You're the one that sings. You know?
Right.
They did it word for word.
Right.
So
it was good, fun. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's another one. I think there's just one more after this. Here's another one. You'll know this one, but very sweet, very innocent. And I like it.
So you're leaving that barbecue joint and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's 20th Century Fox. Should I know who this is?
Yeah. Now, you know the name, but put little in front of it. 1967.
Our finest gifts we bring for
again, you made it fucking easy. Stevie Wonder, yeah. Little Stevie Wonder.
But you don't hear this version that often.
I have, you have very rare.
Rare. You don't hear
very
this.
Rare. This is actually really good.
Yeah.
So
to honor him. When we come. Little baby, I'm a poor boy too.
All right.
I have no gift to bring. That's fit to give our king.
All right. So pretty
that
good version.
Is really good. Yeah.
Good version. Really good version. And just along the same lines, because Little Drummer Boy is my favorite, whatchamacallit?
Christmas tune.
Christmas tune. So here's a bunch of different versions.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. And this is the last one, I believe. Let me just double check.
Is this one any? Does it have any type of gayish into it? Because I'm down by the G's here, and it would be
no,
really good
no,
to
it
just
doesn't.
Kind of, you know.
Any faggots here?
Damn.
Yeah, no, you're too no. Loud. It wouldn't be.
I apologize.
Come, they told me for a pom-pom. A newborn came to see for a pom-pom. Our finest gifts.
You know who it is yet? Knock it off.
Was it Mr. Booze?
Do you know who it is yet? Once you start singing, you'll know. Jamie Foxx won the Academy Award.
Ugh. Oh, this is... Oh, okay, this is... This isn't Jamie Foxx doing it. This
no.
is Ray Charles. All
right. Okay.
Get your hand off my penis!
But what you really do, you really have to search.
Yeah.
Just go, spend, I don't know how long it takes, just dig. And you'll come up, you know, think,
yeah.
just put in, you know, a little drummer boy or anybody, Percy Sledge or
just
fucking.
Just put in the YouTube thing, Kenny Michaels reject songs, and you'll find tunes. This is my favorite Christmas
song. Put in
song.
Casey Anthony's Christmas, and something will come up.
Yeah, except for the body.
Whoa.
Oh, something will turn up except for the body.
That's the that's Natalie Holloway's Christmas.
No, but yeah, that's right. That's true, too.
No, they did find the other one. Come on, it's Christmas. We're talking about that.
Sorry. This is my favorite Christmas song of all time, and I have not known this. I don't know when this song came out, but I've only known this song for maybe 10 years.
Okay.
And here it is. Song is phenomenal. I love this song.
Springsteen?
Hmm?
Springsteen?
No.
Better watch out.
No.
Better not cry.
No, that sounds like that, though. I don't have you stumped, do I? You don't know who this is? For the
but the last time I played
chorus.
Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and bugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas.
Oh, yes, I know this one.
Song.
I knew the chorus, I know.
I love this, man. This is the Kinks. This is just a great, great song, man. I love this. I got Goosies.
Do you really?
It's Goosies. Yep. Yep. The Kinks give me the goosebumps. Oh, my legs are getting Goosies.
The beginning of it sounds like Blue Oyster Cult.
Actually, it sounds like, you're right, it sounds like Springsteen's.
No, that part, and then when they start singing, it sounds like Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, okay.
Fear the Reaper?
Fear the Reaper, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think about it. Play it back a little bit. Start from the beginning. This is Springsteen. I mean, which I'm not disproving it. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like. Not this. This is more like Elvis Costello. Veronica.
So this sounds like Blue Oyster Cult, like Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Yeah.
Maybe.
Hold on, part of it. Hold on. Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh,
right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just that one little part. Just that
okay,
one.
Okay.
Same notes. You know what
right.
I mean? Everything else doesn't.
It's great. I love it. But, I mean, I like that Earl Scheib song. That guy's really put out that. The whatever that guy. One of the more famous Christmas tunes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Roy Black on Cracks is my favorite Christmas song is still the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash? You know how Roy Black on Crack, you know how we because he's a regular listener.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a fucking freak show. He's hilarious. You ever see, you don't follow anybody. You don't know what anybody says on Twitter.
No.
If you ever get a tweet and it's from Kenny Michaels, that means it's from me.
Most of the time.
Yeah. But no, he's funny. He was a listener of Levy's. No Levy. And he logged on, he glommed onto this
That's
show.
That's right, we talked about it. Yeah, I remember that.
So he went from really bad taste to worse. Oh, man. But yeah, so I have been, like I said, I've been embracing Christmas this year. Just kind of liking it. I'm driving around and like seeing the houses lit up and liking it.
Yeah.
Like I've never, it's been a long time. And it's not like, oh, you got a girlfriend. I've had a girlfriend for 4 years and I've been like against Christmas, but I'm always like, yeah, whatever. It's just here. But I'm really like kind of enjoying it. Like I come home and we got the Christmas tree up and the lights. And I just kind of go...
Isn't it cool when you turn all the lights out and you leave the Christmas tree on? You're like, oh, you feel like a kid again?
And she put Christmas lights around some of the windows.
Right,
so that looks cool. So
I have some on the front porch. I have the Christmas spectacular outside.
The Christmas spectacular.
Well, she calls it the spectacular.
Very nice.
Spectacular.
Maybe, is it that you've... Like,
nostalgia?
You know, maybe, because like I don't care about gifts. I could care less. I mean... You know, now we got the nephews and, you know, and Beverly's kids and my mom and dad and I'm getting, you know, I got her a nice gift, but I'm not even thinking I'm getting anything. Like, I'm just like, cool. It's all of a sudden, I'm realizing what Christmas is really all about. Unfortunately, for any Christians, it's got nothing to do with Jesus. And when Christians complain that they've lost the original meaning to what Christmas is about, they're 100% right. Christmas was supposed to be...
Mostly, it's gone.
It's gone. And that's why I think when people complain about, hey, you know what, you know, like with people not... Like the PC things that are going on, these little isolated incidences where, you know, a school won't allow kids to wear red and white, like we did the story last week, and they're not allowed to have a Christmas tree. And the thing is, I'm to a point now where I'm like, look, I don't have a horse in this, what do you call it, a horse in this
race?
In this race, because it's not like I'm a Christian and I care.
I don't have a dick in this ass.
But... It's like, it really, when you say Merry Christmas,
finger in his nose.
When you say Merry Christmas, or you have a Christmas tree, or it's everything, it's got nothing to do with Jesus. That's why there's nothing wrong with saying Merry Christmas, because like it's become an American holiday. It's not a Christian holiday anymore. It hasn't been for 60 years. If you think about it, dude, there's a small percentage of people that are really down with it's Jesus' birthday. But think about it. Think of everything that is around Christmas. What do we think of Christmas? Lights, Christmas tree, reindeer, Santa Claus, candy canes, stockings.
Grandma's lasagna,
right?
Never found at the manger.
Forget about the family
you
stuff.
You couldn't get a good piece of lasagna in Jerusalem
if you had
two quibbits.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Matzo ball instead of lasagna pie? You know, instead of lasagna pasta, it's a matzo ball, matzo wafer with some sauce.
Yeah.
Then a little cheese underneath it. That would have been terrible.
All you had was a big piece of pizza dough with nothing else on it.
Right.
And the fucker who cooked it with his dirty hands breaks it apart and gives it to you. You know what I mean? There's no forks, no knives. You're just breaking bread.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yep.
Wash your hands once in a while. Right. You're dirty. Look at your feet. You've been walking around in sandals for 37 years.
But that's my point. All of those things we mentioned.
And I wasn't talking about Jesus, all right?
And forget...
There's other people that had sandals.
Forget about what... the family aspect of what Christmas has become. But all those things that we use to represent Christmas, it's got nothing to do with Jesus. It's all about the time of year that everybody kind of... it's turned into this where it's the time where everybody goes out and you go shopping and you buy gifts and you get together with family and you have the Santa Claus and the reindeers.
Get me the greatest goose in the city. Send it to the little boy.
But that's the
crippled boy's house.
So when Christians complain that they've taken Christ out of Christmas, that's not political correctness that did that. It's just the way it's become. It's become a holiday where you get together with family and you give gifts to friends and you just say Merry Christmas and you hug. When we're saying Merry Christmas, they're talking about the Christmas spirit. It's got nothing to do with the abstract thing of Jesus. It's just this time of year where we get a little goosey and you get a little, you know, it's nostalgic. I mean, I got you a stupid gift. It was cool to see you get pissed off that I got you the gift and you didn't get me nothing, but you got me meatballs.
I got exactly. Meatballs.
But the point is, it's just a kind of a good feel. And that's what Christmas is. So these.
You got to watch the end part of Scrooged.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, you got to watch that. You just did the ending scene of Scrooge.
Did I really?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm right there with you. I'm a Jesus believer.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
And, of course, in the house, we have the manger, little knick-knack manger set up, whatever, you know what I mean? But I totally understand. I have been into Christmas this year more than I have in many, many years because it's the first time in a long time where I can give and I don't need to receive. I have everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually kind of the same way. Not that I have a ton of, it's not like I have a lot of money or anything like that, but between me and Beverly, we've gotten everything taken care of. We used our money to pull together to make sure that everybody that we wanted to take care of is taken care of.
Well, here's the thing. What we decided is me and my brothers and sisters, and my mother always wants to buy us socks and a whole thing. But yeah. we said, let's just give the babies the gifts.
That's what we did. We're not buying anything each other.
We didn't, but when I got to the point where I said, you know what? I haven't given what I've wanted to in a long time to my brothers and sisters. They've given me gifts and stuff, and I was never able to reciprocate because I was a comedian for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which means you're broke.
Which means I was absolutely broke. So now I don't have a lot of scratch, but I've got enough to, you know, to spend maybe 30, 40 bucks on a person. You know, I bought my sister Yankee tickets for her birthday. You know what I mean?
Apparently one of those people to spend 30 or 40 bucks on wasn't me. But that's
was right. That flask 30 bucks?
Just
holy monkey! It better be filled with absinthe for 30 bucks.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah. So you know, I'm in the Christmas mood because I've spent a bunch of stuff, but I've gotten really cool gifts for everybody. Shit that they really, you know what I mean? That they're gonna dig. That everyone's gonna dig. And I've helped out. You know, my mother's retired, so she's on a fixed income now. This is the first year she's been retired.
Right.
My sister and my brother-in-law, they have the two kids. They make a bunch of money, but they spend thousands on dance and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my brother's getting married in March, you know, so I wanted to help them out, you know. Just little things, little tiny things where I'm actually able to, and it makes me feel fucking great.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's, I don't know what it is, but I finally figured it out with the whole war on Christmas thing. There is no war on Christmas. The political correctness, the nonsense that you will see in certain places, yes, because they're so silly that people get up in arms about it, but there's nobody that's stopping anybody from saying Merry Christmas. It's almost like the free speech thing. There's nobody that's taken away your free speech to say, hey, Merry Christmas. I said it last year. I'm like, I was never big on Merry Christmas because I don't like the word merry, but I always say, have a good Christmas. Have a nice Christmas.
Have a nice Christmas.
That's
yeah.
what I say.
Yeah.
But because Christmas Christmas is really the holiday, the word holiday. Like when you say happy holidays, it's supposed to be all encompassing. Christmas is all encompassing. It really covers everything because Christmas now is not a religious holiday anymore. It's a festive holiday for Americans. and for Americans to get together and exchange gifts and hang out and get together with friends and family, and you put up lights. Putting up lights and reindeer, none of that shit's got anything to do with religion. So if we can all just embrace it and realize it's an American holiday. It's like Thanksgiving, except a lot more fun because it lasts longer, because it's almost a buildup. Christmas has a buildup. There's no buildup to Thanksgiving. The day before, you party because everybody's home and you wonder where you're going to eat on Thanksgiving, and it's usually a tradition. But with Christmas, it's a buildup. You're building. And then it gets hectic, and then like tonight, and then tomorrow. It's like tonight is the buildup. At midnight, everything is like pretty much everybody gets all their shopping done. And then tomorrow, you know, there's little dribs and drabs of shit, and then people are out, and they're going to do their thing. And I don't know why I'm embracing it so much this year, but I'm really just sitting back and enjoying it.
Well, good for you, pal.
I'm enjoying it, and I'm trying, and yes, I'm a bitter person when it comes to religion, but I'm just trying to tell all you Christians out there, you're right. Jesus was taken out of Christmas. When you say keep Christ in Christmas, but it's got nothing to do with saying the word Christmas. The holiday Christmas has been stripped of religion. So now, you know what you do? You enjoy it at home. You say your little prayer. You go to church. You do what you got to do. But for everybody else, it's just nice. It's just cool.
Right.
There's no guilt. There's no feeling bad. There's nothing. It's just, here, buddy, I got that for you. Dude, I got you a dumb flask with a mustache on it.
I love it.
But it's like, it was goofy. It was funny. And I'm like, why not? You know?
Yeah.
And I knew you were probably going to forget or not even think of it, because I said, you know what? I'm going to get Kenny a gift, because I wouldn't even think. I go, there's no way he's not even thinking of it. So it's going to make it even better because he's going to feel awkward. But it's but it's a $9 gift, so there's no awkward feeling. It's just goofy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like I'm just liking it, and I'm just trying to say there's no war on Christmas. If you want to say there's a war on Christianity, I'll go with that. I think there should be a war on every religion. But Just enjoy it. And for everybody who's politically correct, you say, let me tell you something. I've never said have a nice Christmas to somebody, and somebody who was either Jewish or didn't celebrate or Muslim got pissed. It's never happened. Because you know why? Because they know what I meant.
Right.
I meant, enjoy your holidays, buddy.
Yeah.
It's just a holiday. I don't care what you are.
Yeah, I've actually, in my line of work, I've been zoned now to happy holidays. I've trained myself. Not that I've trained myself. It's just easier because if you are Jewish, if you are Muslim, whatever, happy holidays, New Year's, the whole thing. I enjoy saying Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? Like tomorrow at my house, I will say Merry Christmas to everybody. I won't say happy holidays. Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I will say Merry fucking Christmas.
Right.
But now it's happy holidays. But it's all right. But here, listen. I want to see if this is a clip. And this will be for you. Let's see if this works. I'm popped up, right?
There's another song Credo put in the chat.
I'm not crazy. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year.
Here. This is when he comes to the thing.
Christmas Eve, I'm telling you. I'm not crazy. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of a miracle because it happens every Christmas Eve. And if you waste that miracle, you're going to burn for it. I know what I'm talking about. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You do have to get involved. There are people that are having trouble making their miracle happen. There are people that don't have enough to eat. There are people that are cold. You can go out and say hello to these people. You can take an old blanket out of the closet and say, here. You can make them a sandwich and say, oh, by the way, here. I get it now. And if you give, then it can happen. Then the miracle can happen to you. It's not just the poor and the hungry. It's everybody who's got to have this miracle. And it can happen tonight for all of you. If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. You won't be one of these bastards who says Christmas is once a year and it's a fraud. It's not. It can happen every day. You just got to want that feeling. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you. I believe in it now. I believe it's going to happen to me now. I'm ready for it. It's great. It's a good feeling. It's really better than I felt in a long time.
That's you right there.
He almost fell apart at the end.
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Did I forget something, big man?
There's a little Tiny Tim in the thing, supposed Tiny Tim.
Right.
Doesn't speak.
They tell Bill Murray to go fuck himself.
But that last speech is a classic Christmas speech. You know what I mean?
You were overrated in Caddyshack. Is that the only thing the kid said? All right. What do you think?
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll take a break and then we'll have Cousin Joe call in.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want me to play a Christmas song to go out? I'll play one. I got the YouTube right here.
You got Ghetto.
You want me to do that one? Please. What's it called?
James Brown.
Ghetto.
Santa go to the ghetto. Santa to the ghetto.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Yes.
Is it just a picture?
It's just a picture with him in a hat. That's on.
Funny, dude. All right, let's do it.
All right, I got a pee-pee too.
All right.
Let me shut me off.
I'm just waiting for this stupid advertising. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have Cousin Joe call in because he has a brand new album. And I don't know why I said album like I was Jewish, but he's got a brand new CD thing that he's putting out. And I am a fan of what he's doing. So let's take a break. We'll be back. All right. You know what show it is.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You'll see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that soul brother needs, so Santa Claus
fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Listen to the Conti and Kenny Show live Monday nights, 7 to 10 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Or take them with you anywhere by downloading the free TuneIn app and listen on the More Like Radio channel. Want to be part of the live show? Join the chat on morelikeradio.com/live.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 5. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
Spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on.
All right, we're really hacking it up, aren't we, for our Christmas show?
I was just going to say, we're going to play something for the Jews.
I know.
Just something Neil Diamond-ish.
Really hacking it up. But it's our, let's see.
Counting.
I think this is our 8th Christmas show.
Is it really?
I think. If you think about it, right, when we first started, Christmas 05, 06, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think we did one in 10 because we stopped doing the show. No, we did not do a show. That's what it was. It was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 5 shows. We didn't do a Christmas show in 2010, because I stopped doing the show in March of 2010.
Right.
And then we didn't start doing the show again until July of 2011. So we have 5, then 11, 12. This is our 8th Christmas show together.
Really?
On this, oh my
Look
God.
At that.
I've spent
Believe
more,
that?
I've spent more Christmases with you than I have with probably my family.
Me too. Yeah, you beat my father by like 7.
Well, if you don't know, it's the Conti and Kenny show, and I have mental problems, and Kenny has daddy issues. So,
that's why I'll blow anybody at the drop of a hat. As long as you have a nice car, you can buy me trinkets.
But yeah, this is our 8th Christmas show, I guess, and Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays, my friend. You know what sucks? I used to do this voice. I think I was telling you around Beverly, where she hated it so much.
Yeah, yeah. Your creepy kitchen voice.
No, not the creepy kitchen voice. Kind of like a goofy voice of a guy trying to be sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, I'm just gonna take it and I'm gonna take my penis. Yeah. And I'm going to put it right in your shitter, right? And I have to really get a lot of fluid in my mouth.
Happy holidays.
And it's just, it's the way I just say, hi, girl. I really like your shitter.
So you're almost spittling at her.
Yeah, I'm almost, and it's like kind of a goofy, and she hates it. It's the only thing that like turns my girlfriend off. She's like, I'm shutting this down if you don't stop talking like this guy. And you know what kills me? I can't do it anymore. Because Jim Norton on the Opie and Anthony show does a character named Craig Schenkel that sounds a lot like it. And believe me, don't send him tweets and say to him he's ripping me off because he's not.
You only did it in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's no possible. But he does this annoying character named Craig Schenkel. And it sounds like it. And I'm like, well, I can't do it. Because now I look like I'm just, you know, mimicking Jim Norton, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't even do the, Hey, it's I just took her last night, and I laid her down on the bed, and then I spread her her legs apart, and I jammed it right in there, and I gave it to her real good, like the high hard one, as they said in 48 hours.
It is creepy. Your face changes.
My face changes.
Yeah, your lips go down.
My lips go down.
Upper lip bows a little bit. And you're
but
just...
I can't do it now, because if you ever hear Norton do this Craig Schenkel, it's obnoxiously. Like,
he does a bunch of them that are funny. The Eugene. Oh. I think it's Eugene.
No,
I can't even do
it. You mean Edgar?
Edgar, yeah.
Edgar is the worst thing he does. It's the worst thing he does.
But it's great.
It's terrible. No. It's terrible. Terrible. It's the only character that I find to be absolutely awful.
Really? I think it's great.
Nothing. It's terrible. His nails are long, and he drags his nails, unlike Anthony when he's doing a live read, and he says words incorrectly. I have cokehead friends that do that, you know?
I like it, though.
But his Chip Chipperson is one of the funniest characters ever. You know Chip, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
Did you see the picture of Big A?
No.
Big A posted a picture. I guess he was in, Norton had a show in Mount Kisco or something like that.
Okay.
And the size difference. It really is
because
like
Jimmy
Norton,
got so skinny.
It really is like Norton found Sasquatch. Just Big
really?
A, just, I mean, just
does
towers.
Norton look like he's climbing a mountain?
I don't know. I don't think Big A's in a chat room anymore.
No, he probably got bored of this show.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
That's so true. We said Christmas way too many times. Well, if Coletta wants to call in, he could definitely call in. It's, let's see. Oh, I think he tried to call in. This person isn't in your, let me see, except he's going to now accept my, now I think we can do it. So if Joe, you want to try to call in, and he's calling in. All right, here we go. Answer, I'll just do answer, answer with video. Hello.
Hey there, fellas.
What's up, brother?
First of all, Conti, don't worry about mimicking Jim Norton, because half the people on the station already do that.
What station are you
just
talking about?
I'm just kidding. The fifth circle is not anymore, so that's not true.
All right, stupid.
Yeah, I know. We get it. Sorry. I'm just in a good mood. I'm having fun. How are you guys?
All right, yeah, it's good. So this is, of course, our pal Joe Coletta, who is Cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe Show. Hello. Which is also on More Like Radio on Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Who's been on more than one Christmas show. He goes way back to the NIAC days when we had had the parties. We had we had cakes and fucking...
good old days.
Fucking eggnog with rum.
The good old days of internet radio. It was strictly internet radio. That was what it was called, and that's all you could do was go to a website. Hopefully the website was strong enough to you can listen to a stream, and then you'd have to find a little link to try to check an old show and click on it. Yeah. It was the baby stages of now the big...
And look how far we've come.
Exactly. Oh. Now we're just doing the same shit on different fucking platforms. It's the same garbage. But what's happening, man? I can say that I first of all, is that picture of you on the payphone? Is that the cover of the album?
Yeah, it's the album cover. Yeah, Dennis helped out with that.
Fantastic, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I got to thank you because. During the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months when I've been doing these calls, literally I would send just about every single call to Conti to get his approval. Because that's how much I love and respect your laughter. I'm dead serious. Excuse me, you're getting faggy. But if it makes you laugh, you're one of the few people, very few. And if it made you laugh, I go, all right, great. And yeah.
Especially only, and not because I'm like some... grand wizard
you
of comedy.
You see through shit real quick, though.
But not even that.
And Kenny, I would send them to you, but I know you would never check them. Right? Yeah. Text messages or anything else.
That's a good point. But I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big, huge fan of the phony phone call.
Right.
You know, anymore, really. So I think that's why he's like, if Conti likes it, because like, it's almost like if you have somebody who's a fan of yours and you... And you know, like my sister, you know what I mean? If my sister's like, oh my God, you know, I think you're just so funny. And every time I come see you, it's like, you're my sister. You know what I mean? I can't really take what you
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate your nice thoughts, but I'm not a huge, huge fan of the phony phone call. Like,
you never got into like the Jerky Boys? I know you're a fan of the,
yes,
the Bar Bastards, the two bar.
Yes, the two bar, because I love Red. I can listen to Red. Oh, suck you, prick. I mean, I could just listen to that guy all day and night from the Red, you know, two bar.
Right.
The old Red tapes, you know. But I think now, because now it's always about topping everybody, and it's always about being over the top with the phony phone calls, because everything's been done. So when I hear yours, Joe's, what I like about Joe's is that you can almost go through the whole phone call without, with the person on the other line still not realizing that it's a fake phone call, and it's still funny. Like,
yeah, you know what? You know what's great? If this album tanks, it's all on Conti's shoulders. All on
his. Right. Look, yeah. I've had the Bag of Nuts CD that tanked. I got my fucking Happiness CD that tanked. Just fucking join in. Come on in the fishbowl. There's a lot of room for a lot of DVDs. So just plop them right in. There'll be fish fucking food on top of the water. You can nibble at that. But I just like the fact that he is subtle. He doesn't, like, a lot of these phone, like, first of all the ones you hear on the radio are all fake. But right. Even when you do hear, like, a fake phone call, it's usually like, hey, how you doing? Is this Victoria's Secrets? And be like, yeah. And be like, you're a fucking faggot. And it's like, click. And it's like, well, there's no, where's the joke? You know, like, and so they're going for this over the top, in your face, kind of like the way roasts are now, how it's just about just trying to be as ridiculously over the top as soon as you can, as right. quick as you can, where Joe's phone calls are subtle. There's little nibs and there's like little dribs and drabs of fucking little lines that he puts out subtly. Like sometimes you don't even know if they heard it, but it doesn't matter because it's for the listener, you know? And I liked almost all of them, right?
I'm trying to, I should record this to put these quotes in the back of the CD. I wish I thought of calling it first before putting it out. Fuck, this is amazing. I appreciate it, Conti. Yeah, no, you're right. And half the time, the callers have no idea what I'm saying or they just go with it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's my tone of voice or what, but they just automatically think it's real and I have a legitimate problem.
Because I think he doesn't get, and Joe has a very monotone voice.
That's
so when you're doing it, you're very even keeled. So I think people are like, well, this guy's got to be serious because he's not being wacky or, you know, screaming and yelling at the top of his lungs. And when you do that, people just hang right up.
Right,
they just stay with him. Dude, a couple of these phone calls, like I was listening to it, it was like 4 minutes long. And they were just hanging with him. They wouldn't hang up. It was just great.
The latest one I sent you, the convenience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The inconvenience stink.
An inconvenient smell.
He called up the store, complaining to the guy, saying, and what Joe does is great. He's complaining that the guy smells, right? But he's saying, dude, I come in there all the time. I like you. You're a nice guy, but you got to take a bath. You know, you stink. And then the guy's like, what did you buy? When were you in my store? He goes, I bought deodorant. I should have given it to you, but I use it for myself. And it's all this subtle shit going on. And the person's buying into it. It's really good. Yeah. You sent me a couple. Let me let me see where did I put them.
If you want, to play an escort call, it's up to you.
Oh my God.
I think Kenny will like this too. It's in the first email I sent you. It's the Vietnam Revenge.
Vietnam Revenge.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to?
I don't think I've played that before ever. So the exclusive.
Do you want to explain to Kenny what the base of this is?
Yeah, Kenny, a couple of the calls in the album, I found it very easy and hilarious to just go through Backpage, now that Craigslist is like dead as far as hookers go, go through Backpage and find some hookers to call, and this was an Asian hooker I called.
All right.
So there's the backstory.
Vietnam Revenge. All right, let's hear this. So I haven't heard this either.
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool.
Hello?
Hey, Lily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You going to be around for a little bit?
Yes,
Okay, good. I noticed you're a very beautiful Asian lady, and my father was killed in Vietnam, so I have this fetish where I still have his uniform that he was wearing, and if I could wear the uniform, and I'll pay extra for this, by the way, of course for donations only, I'll pay extra for this. I'll wear his uniform, and I have one of those straw hats that you could wear, and you know, while we're doing our thing, I could say things to you. Is it okay?
No problem. So uniform means, you know, like, what kind of uniform? You're not a police, right?
No. It's my father's uniform from the army that he was wearing when he got, killed in Vietnam.
Yes.
So then you'd be wearing the straw hat, and, you know, I'd be saying things to you like, you know, do you want to throw that grenade now, you gook bitch? As I, are you okay?
No problem.
Really?
No problem, yeah.
No problem.
What time? I charge $2.50 per hour.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So when you get here, I mean, I'll be all dressed up in the uniform, and I'll have the straw hat for you to wear. And I got a couple fake grenades that you can hold and throw around, and as you throw them while we're doing our thing, it'll be like, oh, you thought that was an explosion, you slow bitch, and then, you know, it turns me on.
Sure, no problem. You do not, you know, like everything, over, that's fine, you know?
Okay. You know, they're not real. They're not real grenades, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I think we can make this. I think we can make this
so
work.
So what time? I'm not available right now. You know. Like,
oh, when are you gonna be available? Because I'm really looking forward to this. I can't wait to put that straw hat on you.
After 1 hour, be honest with you, I don't want to bullshit to you. You know, and have you tell you like 20 minutes or 10 minutes.
No, I appreciate that.
I don't
that.
Do like that.
Right.
I really want to, you know, be honest.
See how nice
with
he is?
Each client. If I can do anything, I said, yes, I can. If I cannot, for example, I cannot do, you know, like, I don't want to do without a condom, you know that?
You don't like condoms?
No, I cannot do without a condom.
Oh, without, I understand, okay.
Yeah, okay, it's very dangerous, you know.
No, I understand,
and then,
I'm all for,
yeah,
I'm all
and
for
then
condoms
and grenades. Certain things I really don't do. I don't, you know, fucking asshole, you know, I don't do an asshole, no.
No, I wouldn't do that.
She's going to be fucking an asshole in about an hour.
It's okay, I can, you know.
Right. No, the asshole, I never understood that. That's degrading, I wouldn't do
and then
the
you
asshole
can,
thing.
You can,
but I would call you a slope
I,
and all
I,
that.
I like to get, you know, like a spanked, you know, a little bit. And then,
you get stanky.
You know, I like, yeah, and I like, you know, like dirty talk, things like that. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
No problem. And, well, just give me a call later.
Okay.
And then give me your address, everything, and then, like, when I'm ready, and then I'll be there. No problem.
Okay. Again, I don't want to get too degrading, but if I bring, like, you know, dried rice, like, to throw at you when I'm doing it from behind on your back, not, you know, to hurt you. But just as a
no problem.
All right,
no problem.
I can't wait to do this. All right, I'm gonna call you back. I know you're busy now, and we'll get this going.
Sure. Yeah, call me back. Okay.
All right, there, slope face.
What's your name?
My name's Vincent.
Vincent. Okay. Okay, Vincent. I'll talk to you later.
All right, there. Good guys. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Huh?
Right. Dude, the whole thing, like what? I'm looking, going, what is the line where she's gonna be like, no, I can't do that. You know, yeah, you want to put the straw hat on? You can, right. You know, look like, you know,
don't fuck you in my ass.
Yeah,
anything else?
Yeah, you want to put a Charlie Sheen mask on?
Can I smash you in the stomach with my army boot like your abs are a gong? Sure, everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wear a condom.
Can me and my four friends stand over you while you're laying on the ground and you keep telling us to kill you when we just stare at you and smoke cigarettes?
When I'm going to spuge in your eye, I want you to lay down there in a thing of concrete and just go, shoot me. Shoot me. This website is brilliant. I haven't explored anything on there. I'm too like a back page.
Back page?
Yeah.
That's what it's,
that's easy shit.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It's so simple.
But do you see why I like this? Because it's like the whole what is it? The Bum Bar Bastards, the other one they called Red. Yeah, the Red. They call Red.
Bar, yeah. Yeah.
Like they'll, you know, the ones that do Red and be like, hey, is Al there? Alcoholic. And they do all the, but they've been doing that 40 years ago.
Right.
And I appreciate all that. And then they'll be like, hey, and then they start laughing and then they're like, I'll fucking kill you, Red. And then Red gets all fired up. Like they're over the top, but they were the first ones to do that. And they had this great character. It wasn't a, dude, it was almost like nothing that those guys said was funny. It was,
no, it was all about who they called.
It was yeah. all about Red. Yeah.
Right.
Joe, it's like it's 50-50. It's who Joe calls because of their reaction to the awful shit that Joe's saying, but in such a nice manner and so polite. He's like, oh, no, no, I would never do that. Disrespectful, slow face. But, you know, I wanted to maybe, you know, yank a, you know, throw some rice at the back of your head. It's just fantastic. I really, really enjoy these, man. And they're all like 3 or 4 minutes long. Like, who does 3 or 4 minute long phone calls that aren't edited down, you know, to like a minute?
I'm honestly surprised at least half of them why they stayed on the phone so
you're
long.
You're like, I
can't
wanna,
figure it out.
I want to treat you like a North Korean dictator's uncle. Topical.
Yes. Right on there. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, you can get them at CousinJoeShow.com.
So now it's all done now, and you can get them?
Yeah. It's an MP3 download. All you got to do is donate at least $5 or more to the Cousin Joe Show, the donate PayPal things right there, and you get a free album. It's free, of course, because I got no one's consent to put these out, of course.
So,
what is it? You just donate to the show and you get a free gift.
So is it CousinJoeShow.com?
Yeah.
It's your website. And then you'll see a donate button?
Yeah, it's right on the top there. By the way, Kenny, I'm very disappointed in you.
Why?
Join the party.
You were talking about Christmas songs. You left out so many great Pearl Jam Christmas songs like Let Me Sleep. Have you heard the new one, Turning Mist, that came out like 2 years ago?
I completely forgot about those, man.
Oh, really? Right. Pearl Jam put out a lot of Christmas records?
Yeah. That's why I said you've got to dig. You know what I mean? Everybody's put out a bunch of stinkers, but everybody's put out some gems. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just don't turn on the radio and just listen to the same shit, you know, our grandparents listened to. You know, Bing Crosby can, I love his song, but he could suck it. Enough with the white
snow
bullshit.
That is a good
point.
You really got to search out for Christmas songs that haven't been made, you know, less than 30 years ago.
Exactly. Because everyone has put one out, whether it was a regular whole entire Christmas album or someone like Dave Matthews' Band, the Christmas song on a regular album. It wasn't a Christmas album. Yeah. It's just about the birth of Jesus. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Great Christmas tune, politically speaking. You know, or
religiously speaking,
yeah. But it was on a regular right. album. It was just, it's a song about the birth of Jesus.
Okay,
but you've got to search it. You've got to find
right,
it.
Right. And if you want,
it, you're gonna crave it, and you're gonna ask for it tomorrow. Right. And I'm ready for it. Or if you look, I'm ready for it.
Look
now.
Under fiction if you want to try to find the song about the birth of Christ.
Do you want to hear how crazy it was when I went? I was a kid and I went to CCD, speaking of religion and
you
Christmas.
Went to CCD also?
Yeah.
Yeah, I graduated.
Back when I was religious.
Yeah, the Center for Disease Control with that hog. Whipping it around in the wood.
This is how crazy I was.
Talking about the serpent.
But I blame religion. I'm putting this craziness in my head. From Christmas Eve midnight till the 26th, I wouldn't jerk off because it was Jesus' birthday. And I would like pretty much talk to my ceiling and go, look, I'm not going to jerk off for you. And I would not.
That was Dude, that's actually I know really sweet of you.
No, I know exactly what he's talking about.
That's sweet of you.
I've son of a bitch.
You did the same thing?
I did the same thing.
Really?
I would not touch my hog because I didn't want to insult Jesus.
My God, I wonder if like in North Jersey in the late 70s, early 80s, were there a lot of sexual assaults on December 26th because of all you douchebags holding out for that fucking 36 hours?
Oh, yeah, come New Year's.
Oh, just fucking silly. Yeah, it's silly spud everywhere.
We, you know, between me and Coletta, we looked like the inside of the fucking, what's her name?
Oh, get a
Lady
good one.
Liberty in the fucking Ghostbusters 2. It's just fucking Jackie Wilson song playing.
Now, Joe, how many tracks are on this?
This is 21 tracks.
21?
Hour and 20 minutes.
You're kidding.
No.
So it's just an MP3 download.
Yep, it's a zip file of MP3s, and Yeah.
Sweet.
Number 21 should be called Zip File. Right? The one we just listened to?
I just fake laughed. I know what I meant.
Oh, you mean this one? Well,
the one we just listened to.
If you would have said the one we just listened to should be called Zip File.
I thought it was
but
track
you said number
21.
We didn't know. I didn't know what track it was. That's funny. That should be called Zip File.
Took me a second.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. Went around the long way for that one.
So now, what's it called? It's called...
It's called Coletta Calls.
That's it? Coletta. Just Coletta Calls.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I don't want to take up your whole guy's show.
No, that's okay. So there's you got 21 tracks on here. What's the longest one?
An hour and 20 minutes.
What's the longest one about?
The last track is the longest one. It's called A Very Hasidic Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Which I think I sent to you, Conti. It's one of the last ones I did, I think.
Oh, is that the one with your neighbor?
Yeah, the Hasidic Jew apparently stole my Christmas decoration.
Did he really?
Dude,
of course not.
I'm listening to this conversation, and I'm going, how is this fucking guy still on the phone with this fucking Vince?
Dude, it was 7 minutes.
Oh, 7 minutes of this guy just sitting there denying that he stole anything. And he just continues to patronize Coletta with just like, I don't know what you're talking about, but do you want to come over? He's inviting Joe over to search his garage. It's unbelievable.
It's in the second email. If you're really playing it before the end of the show, up to you. But yeah, I appreciate the plugs, guys. And, I miss coming down there and seeing you motherfuckers. This is very interesting for everyone listening, making plans on the radio. Am I going to see you guys New Year's?
I don't know. We might be going to Johnny O's.
That's what I'm talking about, mother.
I'm looking at Kenny.
Oh yeah, I have no idea. I'm as of right now.
All right, good. I'll see you there.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I might be flying out the next day or so.
Oh, okay.
Right, I have to figure out when I'm flying.
Okay.
All right, babe.
But
I really appreciate it, guys.
And, yeah. So definitely,
honestly, I do miss seeing you and coming down in the studio sometime soon.
Yeah,
absolutely, pal.
Yeah, sure. Just get in touch with Kenny. We'll set this up.
All right.
Okay.
So it's called Coletta Calls,
yep.
And you can only get it on CousinJoeShow.com
yep.
by donating $5 to the website.
Yep.
And with your $5 donation, you will get a lovely email from Joe thanking you with an MP3 of the...
An hour and 20 minutes worth of calls.
Yep. An hour and 20 minutes worth of calls. Beautiful. Yep. I am donating $5.
Aw.
So even though I think I have them all in my computer here. But, but that's all right. It's fantastic.
All right, fellas. Have a good rest of the show.
All Love right. You. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling
Christmas,
in, brother.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Happy holidays, pal.
Yes. Right. The birth of the baby Jesus.
Later, guy.
Right, later, man. That's Cousin Joe. Joe Coletta. Get his new MP3 CD called Coletta Calls. By going to CousinJoeShow.com, click the donate button, donate $5, and you get yourself a free copy of his MP3 of his CD.
I guess. All of his ex-girlfriends are making a tribute album to him.
Right.
And it's going to be prank phone calls, but it's going to be when Coletta calls. And it's just them bashing him.
Yeah, exactly. And him crying on the other line.
Yup.
Yeah, fucking doing little bouts of, what was that shit he used to make?
Whimpering? Oh, no.
Fucking, he was make his own, like, heroin or something like that?
it's all going to be them just egging him on, going, and him going, do you really love me? And her going, yes, yes. And at the end, she's like...
Dude, how funny is this? Joe Z in the chat room, right? Just came in a few minutes ago. Holy Christ. This is the first time I listened without earbuds. I just had to sprint back into my room and tackle the computer before my Asian girlfriend heard what I was listening to. Oh, that's great. He must have heard the prank call, man. Or the awful references we were making to the girl in the movie.
We do that sometimes.
We do apologize. Oh, wow. But yeah, definitely, man. Thanks, Cousin Joe. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for the kind words.
It was called Poppy Pod or Morphine Juice.
Morphine. It was he would make his own morphine out of poppy.
Poppy Pod.
Unbelievable. But at 9 o'clock, we got 15 minutes. At 9 o'clock, we go strictly to ContiandKenny.com. We log off the old flagship.
All right. They are more doing, like radio. Yeah, Kitty's in the chat room. Marianne's in the chat room.
Yep.
We'll talk to them beforehand.
And Josie answered all of the above, boys.
Got to have him come down.
Absolutely.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah. I got gas.
No,
I think it's just my tummy.
All right.
That being said, the call was great, though. So I would just maybe if you're going to listen to that, Joe, with your girl, maybe you just want maybe the one track called the Vietnamese Revenge or Vietnam Revenge. Maybe you wouldn't listen to that one.
Yeah, it's funny. He can't watch any like what the fuck's the rest, son of a bitch.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Get it. I was trying to say that right. Joe can't, he can't watch any Vietnam movies.
No Oliver
Empire
Stone.
Empire of the Sun.
No Kubrick. No. Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. when the Japanese camp.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
A young Christian Bale in that one.
Oh, Steven, yeah, that Spielberg. Was, yeah, I heard that was his first, that was like his first movie.
Yeah, yeah, Ben Stiller was in that one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Cousin Joe Platoon, Apocalypse Now. No, he has to cut an entire genre out of his life. Joe does.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Complete.
It's unbelievable. All right.
Could do a Lost in Translation. Get away with that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lost Maybe. In Translation or Godzilla movies you can't do. The only ones you can do to watch the new ones where they attack New York.
We might as well get into it before this becomes a non-story. Which, by the way, it is a non-story, but it's in the news still.
Do you want to have the girls call in before 9?
No.
Okay.
Tell them to give us a call, I would say, quarter after 10. Yeah, it'll be good. We'll be raring to go. I'll be in Best Buy trying to get my gifts. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, you got to go tonight? They're open what? 24 hours.
What? Did I say that?
Oh, sorry.
Did I say that?
No.
But yeah, before this story becomes old news, which it should be, that Duck Dynasty show.
Yeah.
And this the guy.
My boys are getting beat up.
Now, I'm torn on this, extremely torn, because I am so...
Duck Dynasty, that's the name of Joe's girlfriend's family restaurant. Sorry, dude. I'm so sorry.
It's called Duck Sauce Dynasty.
I'm sorry. I apologize, dude. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. I didn't mean that.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
my
man.
God.
Oh boy, feel bad about that.
Oh, by the way, everybody, if you're looking in the chat room, don't forget, if you want Conti and Kenny stickers, here's a copy of the sticker. Just email us at ContiandKenny@AOL and send us your address and we'll ship you some stickers. Credo, I'm sorry I did not get to get them this week. It's just been crazy. The week before Christmas is always a bad time for me with trying to get stuff done. But I promise you, next week, a nice handful of stickers. So ContiandKenny@AOL, email us with your address, and we will send you some stickers. And but anyway, this Duck Dynasty guy, they're making such a big deal out of a born-again Christian who hit rock bottom, well, a guy who hit rock bottom with alcoholism and then became a born-again Christian and a preacher, and people are kind of freaked that this guy has a weird type of a look towards gays and blacks. Is it?
No,
really
no, 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 no. He mentioned something. He mentioned something about entitlement or something.
But I think it was.
He basically said that he equates. Now, when if you've seen the show, he speaks in a certain way. He's very open. You know what I mean? He speaks his mind. Where he says, where he likes, you know, his wife. He's like, I like her with a little meat on her bones.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's right.
Speaks old school.
They're in the kitchen, and he's like, if I do that, let's go have some loving time. You know what I mean? Born again Christian, but he loves doing it. You know what I mean? And there's a couple of small innuendo jokes during the show, whatever. Okay. But very open, very cool. But he took it to a point where he said, you know, there was a sermon released in 2010 that I didn't see. But suppose it was an anti-gay sermon. But this interview with GQ basically said, why would you, why if you have a woman's vagina, why would you want a guy's butthole? You know what I mean?
Right.
A woman's vagina, butthole.
Which is the way most gay, which is the way most straight guys think anyway.
Right.
Because we're not gay.
But he brought the religion into it. He said it, he through the whole thing, you could tell it's his opinion. He's not saying that he hates anybody. He's just saying, I don't believe in it. I don't do it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He equates being homosexual to bestiality. You know what right. I mean? And he's like, you know, it's like a gateway drug to bestiality,
yeah,
homosexuality.
Which is idiotic. But, right.
But okay, now here's the thing. The reason why that he's getting so much support is because the majority of the people that watch that show are those very, very Christian. It's a very Christian.
How about, let's say.
Not so much Christian.
Midwest.
Southern. I'm saying
middle of the country, Midwest, Southern.
Bible. I'm saying Bible Belt.
Bible Belt. How about that?
Bible Belt, lower middle class. I mean, they're rich, but not. But everybody else isn't. You know what I mean?
Joe Z said he said that black people had it good under Jim Crow, too. I guess the Jim Crow era, which is what 1876 till the Civil Rights Movement,
right?
Which basically post slavery. Before the civil rights really opened up.
What did Joe say? Say that again? I'm sorry.
He said that black people had it good under Jim Crow also.
Yeah, see, that's you're going over the edge on that one. You're going over the edge. That's segregation and whatnot. I mean, it's you're going over. The problem is that there's millions and millions of dollars involved in whatchamacallit just pulled all the stuff off, pulled the stuff off the shelves.
Didn't they?
And then put it back on. I forget which store it was. A big chain store. You know, Walmart. They have millions and millions of dollars. They have millions of viewers each week.
It's all amazing. All of this shit went down. Which is just about how many viewers of Breaking Bad's finale, which to me is.
But they get it every. They get it every week. Pretty much, they get millions and millions every week. Right. All of this shit went down, and A&E still had a marathon yesterday on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the shows are good. There's nothing, anything like that in the shows.
Now, are they not playing new episodes? Or are they not playing episodes with him in it?
No. Well, they've put a bunch of new, there's a new season, but they've suspended him for any of the other ones. Anyone more that they're filming. I don't know when the next season comes out. I'm not sure. But they said he can't be in it. But the other people said, we can't do it without them. Without him, he's the, you know, the patriarch. So,
right.
So that's it. So what it's going to be a little tug of war. The interesting thing here is he didn't get completely banished from mainstream media and whatnot. You know, people have bashed him and said it was awful. But the support that he has makes you want to think what's the thought process of half the country, you know, a quarter of the country that supports all of this merchandise and stuff.
Of course. I mean, there's a difference between supporting free speech and supporting his views. My issue is that if this,
like, most of the people aren't, they're not supporting him because they said, I don't care what his opinion is. He should express it. What they're saying is, that's my opinion also. That's why I'm supporting him.
Absolutely.
It's not the right. You know, I support him because he should be able to say whatever he wants.
But you know what I'm realizing? He is. He is allowed to say whatever he wants.
Of course. Absolutely.
That's the thing. And we keep forgetting this.
Yeah.
Free speech doesn't mean you can't get. It's a tough thing.
There's
as a comic and in humor, like to me, humor should have a lot more slack than somebody's views based on religion, because there was no humor done in what he did. What you heard from him is his point of view and his opinion about homosexuality and the African-American plight, where a comic makes a joke. I'll say it again, a joke, and he gets the same treatment or worse. So what, like, I would rather people say something irreverent as a joke than somebody to say, well, by the way, I think this, 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 and this because of my religion. Because who are you going to be able to have a little bit more leeway with? Somebody who's a humorist or somebody who's deep into religion?
Right. If he said, I hate gay guys,
it wasn't insightful,
and gay guys should die
right,
and whatnot.
Of course, that's different.
Different.
You know, that's...
But you know, I love the show. I've always said I'm a big fan of the show. I'll continue to be a big fan of the show. Doesn't matter what he said. I enjoy watching the other guys
and, I think
and
that's,
him. And
it
I enjoy.
Should be. Like, when people say you have a right to say what you like, but you do have to deal with the consequences, but I don't think that means that you dictate what the consequences are.
Right.
I think the market should dictate.
Yeah. And one thing, too, is I agree with him that I don't like buttholes.
Right.
You know
what I
mean?
Exactly.
I mean, don't like buttholes. I don't mind what gay guys do. If you like a butthole, if you like a butthole, go get as many buttholes as you like.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing as Josie. Josie says, I think it's shocking. I usually hold lunatic Christian duck hunters from rural Louisiana in such high esteem or high regard, if I may change his post. But it's like... I don't even know. They're saying, look, I can say it right now. I don't get it. I don't know why gay guys like men, but it ain't for me. You know, so what?
You should try it once twice.
I don't know if when we're 13, if pulling our dicks out and we're giving our dicks different names has anything to do with anything. I don't know. There's the snake, the meaty monster, and the worm, but we'll get on with it. What? I didn't say anything. I was yawning.
Are you shitting me?
What?
You can't yawn. Meaty monster,
and a worm. Yawn, shake, a snake, and worm. But anyway, and we didn't touch each other or anything. It was just... We just
pulled them out and named
yeah,
them?
Yeah, we just named shit, you know?
What is this? Like it's not a fucking car show. it's not an antique car show.
There was an antique one in there. One had cobwebs on it. But anyway, let's just get back to the...
Was it an older gentleman?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. But the thing is that I'm torn because I'm always down for free speech, but I guess I don't think the people, like, in other words, let's just say he offended gay people and black people. I'll just say that's who he offended. He probably offended more fucking douchey liberal white people more than anything.
Yeah.
But let's just say he offended gay people and black people. What they should not be able to dictate and say he needs to lose his job.
Right.
What they can do is say, hey, we are no longer going to support his program. And we are going to say, we're going to let people know what this guy did. And if you don't wish to support his program too, then so be it. And if enough people don't support the program, guess what? He goes away.
But if enough people do,
absolutely
have his same views.
See, that's the issue.
They're going to make it work.
That's the issue. When it becomes personal, then people take it and try to do what it should be naturally. Whether it's, look, your boss, whether his boss is Annie or whether his boss is a clerk or, you know, where he works as a clerk somewhere. It doesn't matter. The point is that if you make it difficult just by saying, we're not going to buy your stuff anymore, if enough right. people don't buy it, then he's gone, you know? But I don't think that they should be like Sharpton, the way Sharpton holds certain people and companies hostage when they feel that somebody should be, you know, when somebody says something out of line. Like, I don't like that, you know? You should let the market dictate whether this guy loses his job or not, you know? And
it's stuff that really is far beyond me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I really am a fucking I couldn't give.
Yeah. What do you care?
Two shits.
I mean, because he's
but it
he's
really
an
is
idiot. Hateful ass.
Exactly. And I have to figure out me personally. I have to figure out my own views because I am very independent. I like views on every single side. Mm-hmm. I don't care
especially
who you are.
Especially of a male anus. Kenny likes views of a male anus. Oh, shit. It's 1 minute to 9 p.m. We got to go. Wow. Thanks, Brent. Jesus. I am sorry. All right, let's. We got to sign off for More Like Radio.
All right.
All right. So anybody in the More Like Radio chat or listening on the TuneIn app, if you stay there, you'll be checking out Lust and Love. If not, come over to ContiandKenny.com and join the chat, and you can still join us and follow along and be part of the show. All right? Let's just hang on for 1 second, everybody, while we make the this magical switch. All right, I think we're back. Brent, are we on? We still on? I love this music. All right. I think we're still on. All right. So anyway.
All right. Now here's...
We are now just on ContiandKenny.com.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And, That's it.
The switchover.
So go ahead.
All right, yeah. So if you were listening, here's a couple of things I just found on whatchamacallit. I've audio from Clay Aiken.
I hope that wasn't part of your...
No. Last week, blah, 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 insider obtained footage of a church summit. Depending on your side of the hullabaloo, provided further evidence of either Phil Robertson's homophobia or his Bible-sanctioned views. In the clip, the patriarch declares that there is a lack of morality in America. According to Phil, this lack of morality is proven by the fact that people bow down to birds, animals, and reptiles, and each other. We're not exactly sure what he means by that, but he goes on to add that the first thing you see coming out of them is gross sexual immorality. They will dishonor their bodies with one another, degrade each other, women with women, men with men. They committed indecent acts with one another, and they received in themselves the due penalty for their perversions. So that's basically the animal kingdom not being able to decipher whether you like ding-dong or vagina. All right? Okay. So he's been watching too many beavers fuck is the problem.
Yeah.
All right? Get away. Get out of the animal coop.
Yeah.
You know, when a fucking mare is in season, mm-hmm. let the fucking, the big horse do their thing and stop watching it, you freako.
Yeah.
Number two, after his family bonded together and threatened to pull the plug on their A&E show, if Phil remains banished, the head duck commander himself spoke out for the first time since his quotes to GQ about homosexuality sparked a firestorm, and he's standing by his statements. I will not give back. I will not give or back off from my path because you conquered death. Father, so we are not worried about all the repercussions. Oh, that's a quote. I guess he's praying because it was at a Bible study. The reality TV star declared while leading a Bible study group in Louisiana on Sunday, according to the UK's Daily Mail, which had special access to the session. He also added, however, I love all men and women. I am a lover of humanity, not a hater. Sexual sins are numerous and many. I have a few myself, he admitted. So what is your safest course of action? Question mark. If you're a man, find yourself a woman, marry them, and keep your sex right there. He'd be, you know.
Thanks for your input, sir, but, you know. So, maybe not everybody wants to do that.
Let me just go through a couple quick more of these. Number three, Louisiana Lieutenant Governor expressed his support for Robertson and vowed to help protect the future of the show. Here's his quote. I'm sure a lot of people found the comments offensive. There's no question about that. Jay Dardenne declared, the point is, he has an opinion and has a set of beliefs and it is entitled to those without jeopardizing what has become an extremely popular show across America. The big fucking dollars. There it is.
Oh,
in fact, he offered to connect the Robertsons with his own personal TV industry contacts if they reach a stalemate with A&E. If the Robertson family cannot come to an agreement with A&E and wants to continue the show, Louisiana already has the infrastructure in place to maintain the record-breaking program. That's the governor saying that. He shared while quickly noting that he would use his own Rolodex rather than state-funded efforts to assist. That's the governor saying, I don't care. I like the show. We're putting the show back on. It's a Governor of Louisiana. It is also worth noting that the StandWithPhil.com petition has garnered over 195 signatures, just 5,000 short of its $200,000 goal. Here it was. On Saturday, Cracker Barrel pulled Duck Dynasty products from its shelves. And on Sunday, the comfort food chain put them back. When we made the decision to remove and evaluate certain Duck Dynasty items, we offended many of our loyal customers. A statement explained, "You told us we made a mistake. You wrote, you called, and you took to the social media to express your thoughts and feelings. You flat out told us we were wrong. We listened. Today, we are putting all Duck Dynasty products back in our stores, and we apologize for offending you."
Of course they are. And you know what? That's fine. You know, it's like, it's not against the law to be offended. And if you don't like what the guy says, you don't have to watch this guy. You know, unfortunately, there are racists out there. There are homophobes out there. There are assholes out there. There's bullies out there. It's all out there. And as long as it's not incriminating in your own on you, and it's getting personal towards you, where it's a point and laugh, or, you know, getting you involved. You know, it's like, and hey, listen, that Chick-fil-A thing. You know, the guy came out.
Oh, yeah, that's another one, yeah.
Remember that? Hey, you know what? If I was gay, I probably wouldn't eat Chick-fil-A. But, you know,
their sales were record-breaking.
Well, because everybody was like, wow, this Chick-fil-A, you know, is probably pretty good.
You know what?
Good.
I tell you honestly, if you're gay, black, you're fucked. It's over. It's over for you guys. Pack it in.
What do you mean?
It's the end.
Well, I'm sure
it's
the gays have already packed it in, so. Sorry.
Oh. But, yeah, but it's over for, you know, they're gonna be able to marry each other, but it's over. Just, you know,
I don't understand.
Because there's too many people that are coming out of the once you interrupt the what people like to eat and then like to watch.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's you're taking food from my mouth and you're taking entertainment off my TV. Whoever you are, I hate you. I want to sit on my fat southern ass, eat Chick-fil-A, and watch a bunch of fucking hillbillies kill squirrels.
The good thing about
whose fault is it? Oh, the gay guys. Fuck you, gay guys.
The good thing about this is because, forget about what is being said or all this kind of stuff, because gays now are become more accepted, right? Yeah. Every day it's more and more accepted. I was thinking about this the other day. Dude, I see gay dudes everywhere. And I'm sitting there going, are there just more gay guys out in this world now? And I don't think so.
No, they all let their hair down. They were always here.
They were always here.
Yeah.
And they would put their, oh yeah, I'm just hanging out with the guys. And now it's okay for you to just, I'm here, I'm queer, let me just suck your steer, or whatever they say.
Yeah.
And now, it's just okay. So you're getting your gay marriage, you're basically getting your same rights, you're able to be open pretty much without worried about getting the shit beat out of you. So you know what? Little things like this, it's almost like, yeah, you know, yeah, there was somebody who smashed Italians. You know what I mean? Except for a few. We don't give a shit. They're almost now, it's like blacks and gays are almost, hey, you're part of the party now. You're going to hear some shit.
Now just,
but you know what? It doesn't make a difference anymore.
Just think.
It's going to roll down your fucking back.
And now think about this. With all the social media, and I just thought of this in my head. How much do you want to bet the you would be, if you were a gay man,
if I was a gay man.
If I was a gay man.
La, 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 la. If I was a gagging man. Sorry.
If I was a gay man, I'd get it in the yes, and then I'd get it right in the mouth, and I would like it, and then we'd have breakfast in the morning at our B&B. It would be fun. Why aren't you wearing that shirt I bought you?
We could do the modern version of I'm a gay man.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Here's the thing. If you actually, with all the social media and all the stuff, race crimes or anything like that, mm-hmm. I guarantee you more people have been bitten by sharks. I'm not going to say I guarantee you, but I think in my own head right now.
Okay.
probably in this day and age, more people have been bitten by sharks around the world than, I would say, all right, more people have been bitten by sharks around the world than anyone gay has been beat up by someone in America. Put it that way. Because I'm taking Africa and the Middle East, they fucking just burn those people up. I'm talking about America.
Real quick, Credo said that it should be called Diddler on the Roof. right? I understand your sentiment.
In America, probably, not other countries.
It's probably incorrect, but if you want to go compared to 25 years ago, let's compare it to 1987, where AIDS was huge. Right?
Absolutely. No. I'm saying this day and age.
But I'm saying right now, compared to then, it seems like nothing. It seems like it's non-existent.
Do you probably know the reason why that the AIDS virus has gone away so much in this country in the last 20 years is because it's out in the open now. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't have to go to bathhouses. You don't have to blow somebody in a subway bathroom. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But
you get the nice smell of bread while you get your dick sucked. You know what I mean? Pumpernickel.
I was talking the mass transit. You were talking the restaurant. Oh. That's the funniest thing I've fucking heard in a month. That's the funniest thing.
I mean, like a public bathroom in a restaurant, you know? I just think, Subway.
Subway. You wanted a number 7 Italian on a whole week.
You know? Give me a Blimpie's number 5 and suck that dick.
And I'm blowing somebody and fucking...
Exactly. You're blowing a crazy homeless person. Exactly.
I mean, 7 training.
Credo, 7 grooms for 7 brothers.
Oh, my God. That's fucking funny. You're like, pumpernickel.
Oh, my God. But
pump your nickel.
I'm saying right now, except for some isolated incidences, which is a hard word to say. I'm not saying there's no racism in this country and there's not homophobia or, you know, whatever the phrase is for gays and lesbians. But it's getting to that point now. Now you're having gay marriages, which... So a friend of mine made a great point, or somebody said, they shouldn't be called gay marriages anymore. They should just be called marriages. Because...
What's the deal with the chicken?
It's just marriage now. So when you do have a... I think because we're so used to the way things have come for so long,
ew,
that when you do stuff... All right. When something does happen, people are like, really? This shit's still going on? But... I think the gay community can relax and say, hey.
More than they have ever.
Relax. Yeah. Let that backside thing open up nice.
Black people, you have a black president.
And I'm
cool
not,
out
I'm,
a little bit.
But I'm, what I'm not, I'm, I don't mean, don't I didn't mean you, it like that. I wasn't, cool. I wasn't condescending.
I'm only joking.
But I'm saying, I think you should be able to let things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when it's something that didn't affect you.
Well, what they have to do is they no longer have to watch out for everyone.
Yes.
They have to watch out for the few rogues that may have...
Which, you know
that,
what? When you think about it, it's just assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be, you know, whether it's, you know, somebody racist or homophobic or just some jerk off that fucking 3 or 4 guys who saw you walking out of one of the stores that you run... At 9:30 at night, and they were like, "Let's just fucking beat this guy up and take his wallet."
Yeah,
you know. And I'm not saying that there's not subtle differences, but I think it's to a point now where everybody needs to just go, "Shit is just going to happen." It's a lot less than what it used to be. When it does, chalk it up to as
it's a lot less than it used to be, but it gets blown out of not blown out of proportion, but it gets. Magnetized 1,000 times more.
Like anything else does.
Anything else, yeah.
Pedophilia kidnapping. I'm telling you right now, every parent in this country, they if they're walking in a brothel, Kohl's, you know, buying clothes or whatever, they don't see their kid for 2 seconds, and they're like, what? And they're like, not every kid is getting abducted every 15 seconds.
When we were kids,
dude,
my mom left
me in a Bradley's, and I kept on walking away. And she goes, "You come over here, you stay by me." I'm like, "But I want to walk over here." She goes, "Go ahead."
Yeah.
And then I 10 minutes later,
you're
I couldn't
doing
find
own,
her.
You're doing your
I
own
was
shop.
Crying. Yeah. I'm crying for my mommy, and you know what? I never walked away again. But I think that we chalk it up to, hey, you know what? Things are better. And if we can, especially people that have had it shit, can learn now, it doesn't happen too often. When it does, if you just let it go down your back, you know that
ew.
It's...
Oh, yeah.
If I wasn't rich, man. It just seems now... Because let's face it, when you talk about this Duck Dynasty thing, in reality, like years ago, like maybe a speech like that or somebody famous or something, whatever, it kind of affected them and made them feel like shit because they had to stay in the closet or they weren't allowed to get married or they were looked at like, now it's like, hey, you know what? I'm out of the closet. Everybody's cool with it. It's almost cool to be gay. And I can get married now. So
it's almost cool.
It's almost fucking cool to be gay.
Yeah.
So now it's like when somebody says something, you're almost like, really, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
You still think like that? And even if you do, you think that's going to... What do you think? They're going to start repealing all the fucking gay marriage shit? It's just going to keep going. It's going to keep rolling. You know, it's snowballing, but not snowballing out of control. It's snowballing
natural
into control.
And
I think if people could just learn and go, hey, you know what? Did it really affect me?
Snowballing into control. It sounds about some sort of German 1931 manifesto.
Once gets all these 6'1" blondes and lines them up and you roll.
If we snowball this into control, we must have some control. Once the gays, once the blacks, once the everyone, we must have control.
Yeah, but that's all. So free speech, I'm down with free speech. And I just think that it shouldn't be dictated by the people that are truly affected by it because they were offended. It should be dictated by, hey, you know what? You don't want to see this asshole? You don't watch it. And if enough people don't watch it, then you get fired. Because you know what? You shouldn't get fired because you're an asshole.
How many gay black guys have said, how'd my dictate?
All right. You got another Christmas song? We'll take another quick break and then we'll come back.
I don't. You can just do whatever you want.
Think about one.
Think about one. Let's do... Google this. YouTube this.
I'm on YouTube. I'm ready.
Just see Paul Lynde Christmas.
Oh, my God. That would be L-Y-N-D-E. Comes up. Paul Lynde Christmas. Rich Leno. All right. This one says Donnie Marie Osmond and Paul Lynde equal how Donnie got his purple socks. I refuse to play that. Paul Lynde drops in on Dean
he
Martin.
He had diabetes.
since we're bleeping out, since he's a cuckoo. Wait a minute, hold on. Hollywood Squares.
Try somebody else gay. Somebody else gay Christmas. Just put gay Christmas.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Jesus.
And this is not a mockery. This is we're giving them equal time.
Gay Christmas.
Or gay holidays.
All I want for Christmas... Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, My Only Wish This Year, Christmas Gay Parody, Song Coming Out of Christmas, Obama Sexy Gay Christmas.
No, that's too far down.
Funniest Gay Holiday Christmas Video.
What if Brent wants Dominic the Donkey? He doesn't realize that.
That song stinks.
That's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I know. Has anybody else got another one?
That's, what the hell's the guy's name? Clickety click, hee-haw, it's Dominic. Not Louis Prima.
Lou Monti.
Lou Monti, yes,
yeah.
Lou Monti.
You want me to do Dominic the Donkey? All right.
No, you know what? No, that's not obscure enough.
I want it to, it could be, what about that Earl Scheib one? The one from...
Try something, I'll suck your Christmas donkey.
No, let's do a real one. Let's do a real one. Have a holly jolly.
No, that's too mainstream.
What about one of the ones from the classic, like Rudolph, the claymation thingy?
No, it's too much. Let's hear this.
I don't want to go too obscure.
Yeah.
Do we want to go? White ass Brent. I know it stinks. I know. I just wanted something, I don't know, something nice.
Who's, like, think of a dirty singer.
Oh, what about Valby? Does Valby have a Christmas song?
Valby's got to have a Christmas song. Got to have a good fucking call.
John Valby, Christmas songs. Here we go.
Oh, beautiful.
He's got a ton of them.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Let's see. I'm not doing this one.
Which one is that?
Leroy the Big Lip. I'm not doing that one. You don't know that one?
No.
Leroy the Big Lip. Oh, yeah, no. I don't want to do that one.
No,
but
it's
he's
the
got,
holidays.
I'm dreaming of a white pussy. Winter. How about this? Winter Wonderland. John Valby, Winter Wonderland. It's got to be funny. It's only a minute 21. All right, let's take a quick break. Or Jingle Balls, parody.
Play a couple. Play one or two. If they're
right, they're short. We'll do a couple of them. All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be
and
right back.
And the songs you're about to hear do not pertain to the thoughts and comments.
Well, you know, I figure it's Christmas time. We should do a couple of those. How about Christmas Eve? I'm celebrating in my room, I'm masturbating. If anyone calls, I'll be jingling my balls, wondering where my water's gonna land. Gone away is my cunt wife, that just improves my fucking sex life. My overfed pets are all taking bets, wondering where my water's gonna land. I can hear excited hamsters squealing, my little shih tzu's barking out its lungs. All the kittens hope it hits the ceiling so they can catch the droplets on their tongue. I'll perspire as my cock starts to fire. Where I'll make a mess is anyone's guess. Wonder where my wad is gonna land. Sometimes it barely makes it past my hand. I think I better check my prostate gland.
Hello. My name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards.
Or what's right, that could be a quicker way out of it.
Get over it!
Then we're listening to... The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show.
.com.
Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
By then you'd lose some weight. I think I understand the tinsel in your hair, but why have you got mistletoe inside your underwear? Oh, jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle to and fro, watching all the little puppies making yellow snow. Oh, jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle one, two, three. Why don't you come over here and jingle balls with me? Splashing in your gash, than a one-horse open sleigh. My parents think you're trash, but I think you're okay. Filling park balloons from a nozzle up my ass. I'd like to fill another, but I think I'm out of gas. So jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle to and fro. Watching all the little children eating yellow snow. Jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle one, two, three. Why don't you come over here and jingle balls with me? Why don't you come over here and jingle balls with me?
You want death metal?
Yes.
Punk?
Yes.
Humorous chat?
Well,
obnoxious chin waggery?
No.
Frosty ales?
2 pints, please.
And a right load of old rubbish?
Rubbish?
Then listen to Metal Breakfast Radio, where we have it all.
Discussion is not necessary. You will obey your orders.
Find us on metalbreakfastradio.com.
I guess it's hard to keep it up when your brain's dribbling out your nose.
Darksentinel.dk.
Exterminate!
And RadioFreeSatan.com.
Sleigh bells ring, the season's merry. You don't want to pop your cherry. Though you don't want to lay, we'll frolic and play. Walking with my pecker in your hand. On your lips, sperm is glistening. Suck it in while you're whistling. A caroling song as we go along. Walking with my pecker in your hand. Build a snowman on the front porch and pretend that he's a circus clown. Later on we can get a blowtorch and turn his nuts a funny shade of brown. Spread your cheeks, put my fist in. You can scream, no one's listening. A beautiful night, my arms out of sight. Wonder if my ring's still on my hand. Wonder if my ring's still on my hand. I hate to go and lose my wedding band.
Put your other fist up there and see.
It's like one of the Country Bear Jamboree. I'd hate to go and lose my wedding band.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I personally enjoy lesbians.
Punching lesbians.
You can't hit a gay guy because that's a hate crime. But if you punch a lesbian, she deserves it.
If you punch a lesbian, that's called a fair fight.
Punch a gay guy, you're in trouble. You kick a lesbian's ass and you go, you won.
It's a
fair fight. People are going to start punching lesbians.
It was a standing eight count. Take care. Get back to your corners, and we'll fight again tomorrow, faggots. To explain, let me explain. Kenny Michaels. Ow! Punching lesbians again.
I was drunk.
If you're not listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, what the fuck are you listening to?
My wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I won't care about.
Yes. Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio. And that there's a couple of songs from John Valby, not a close friend, but an acquaintance we've worked with before. Very funny.
Oh yeah,
absolutely funny.
Valby and rules.
Yeah, he's completely as nuts as you think he is. Worked with him a couple of times, but
sorry, I got turkey meatballs.
No, you do your thing. I gotta talk to Joe Zachary on here. This song you're listening to now is played. Mariah Carey was on Jimmy Fallon, and it's all the members of the Roots, one of the greatest bands of all time, in my opinion. I love them, absolutely loved them for years. I knew them in 1995. They went to school with Boys to Men. I know the producer, the whole thing. But
are they from Philly?
Yeah, from Philly, yeah. Yeah, they went to Performing Arts with Boys to Men. A bunch of people came out at the same time. It's the whole neo-soul movement, and they're just awesome. So this, they took baby toys and baby instruments, and they play the entire song with baby instruments. They've done this a couple times.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. It's all Fisher-Price.
I see two inflatable balloons on Mariah. Anybody said that she's fat, you're a fucking asshole.
She's voluptuously brilliant.
Yeah, I think she looks better now.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you finish your meatball for a second.
Okay.
And one thing with Joe Z, he's absolutely right. Now, remember, Joe, when I came up with my opinion about the shark bites, I prefaced it by saying that I was completely pulling it out of my ass.
Okay.
There was no scientific documentation or anything. So Joe writes in the chat room, history of violence against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual people in the United States. Your shark comparison is a tad off. Whatchamacallit? It's one of America's fastest growing hobbies. And there's whatchamacallit? Oh, wait, no.
What, beating up gays?
Things are getting better, but it's because we finally are paying attention. And for the record, hate crimes against gays hit a 14-year high last year. So I really have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, what
That's
Kenny
why I usually
meant,
don't.
What Kenny That's meant was there were probably more shark bites in the history of the world than gay people killed today. Just one day.
Yeah, I'm totally off. That's why I don't do it. See, yeah. that's why I steer clear of factual stuff.
Does. Wow, she looks great. I just want to look at her.
Yeah.
But thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. For disproving my unapproved message and
Dude,
factual knowledge.
Can I just...
I don't have any of it.
Can I just read you what my girlfriend just texted me?
Yeah.
Very quick, very subtle.
It's over?
No, she's tried it already. I won't go. If I'm sleeping, don't eat the fudge. Love you. See, she ate a lot of Mexican food the other night. So I think she's afraid that I might. I'm not a big fudge person anyway. I'm not a big fudge person anyway.
It's the complete opposite of Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. he's another one. Once he realized, hey, you know what? I'm coming out of the closet. I'm just going to do my thing.
And he's one of the coolest dudes on TV.
Right. But he's also like. It comes out a little bit more
when he's not on How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
When he does anything else with the Emmys or whatever,
he's a little swishy.
Sure.
You know, a little.
You earned it.
And I think
you were in a closet a long time. You earned it.
I think most. Although I think that some of that is a learned vernacular, like the "Oh my God, let me tell you something, boy." Blah 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 blah. You know, when it's really over the top, I think that's a learned thing. It's almost like if you lived in Brooklyn for the next 10 years, you're
going to
pick up on that and that accent.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But not that, you could tell.
He doesn't lack testosterone. You know what I mean? He's in great shape.
But you could still see a guy who's like, you know, just, you're gay. You know, you're like, hey, what's up, guys? What's going on? You know, it's a little gay, but then there's some guys that it's like, they're almost like a chick. And it's like. You wonder how many of those guys are really just that's just them, or It's just like if you're, you know, you're hanging out. Like, you know, how many white dudes do you know when they hang out with black guys? They're like, what's up, brother? And they get all like kind of black.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Just be yourself.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, I totally agree. 100%.
Yeah.
You could, you know, Marlon Brando slap him. You can act like a man. But he's
right.
And he might a little bit, but once he goes home, he's going to start crying. It's really unsensitive. Really unsensitive. But I get the cookie thing. I get the cookie thing.
What's that?
Don't eat the fudge. My sister will make a bunch of shit,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, do not touch that pan
yeah, this
of ziti in a
else.
Fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, you know, she's making it for a party or something like
right.
that. In the past, I've made the mistake of dipping into it because I'm like, ooh, this is delicious looking.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll dip into it and I'll ruin the whole thing.
But see, the issue is that my girlfriend, once she's done with, like, if she cooks something and then we're finished and we take the leftovers and put it in, you know, Tupperware, throw
sure.
it in the fridge, it's done. She doesn't, she eat. And it's not because she doesn't want it. It's just
no.
out of sight, out of mind. So I sit there.
Am I dating my sister?
What do you mean?
Because that's the same shit. She doesn't eat. That's why when she cooks big or I cook big,
yeah, like,
I'm like, this is all mine.
It's all mine. Yeah. I look at it like it's all mine. Maybe the next morning she'll make a little thing for herself for lunch.
For lunch.
Maybe.
I'm
and then
dating
that's
my,
it.
I'm dating my sister.
Or you're dating Beverly, and I'm dating your sister.
Can we switch this up,
please? I'm dating a Nazi, for Christ's sake.
No, she's softened
I went
up.
From a Brit to a Nazi. That's great.
She softened up recently.
She softened up a
yeah,
little bit?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, I can harden up if she needs it.
But that's funny. It's the same thing. You know what it is? Me and her live together, right?
Right.
So we share a house.
You're roommates.
I'm a man, she's a woman, and that's how just how you are. You know?
Yeah, you know.
But that's so true, though, with the leftovers.
Yeah.
She won't touch a leftover.
Once in a blue moon, she will. And especially if I know it's something that she likes, I'll leave it and not. And then I go, shit,
it's
done.
Been there, Dana. It's too late.
Send it
yeah,
home.
It's
send
gone.
It home.
It's over.
You know,
you
instead
had
of
your,
me spending $8 on lunch.
You had your shot.
You had it, man.
You had your shot.
36 hours and take care, Chandler. It's coming my
it's
way.
Not, now it's at the point where you wouldn't even, you're about to chuck this shit and you better not throw that away.
Yeah.
You better not throw it away.
We throw away so much food because it gets thrown in the back of the fridge
yeah.
and you don't see it. And that's why if I see something, and you know.
Yeah. Last night she.
Oh,
she,
I'll give her 12 hours.
Last night she, I'm starving, and I was doing a bunch of shit around the house, cleaning up for the whole you know Christmas thing, and I'm like, all right, I'm starving. She went out to her friend's house to have dinner, so I guess it's about 9 o'clock or so. I hadn't really eaten all day, and I go, the fucking fridge is bare bones. She cleaned out the entire fridge. I go, where's my chicken parm from last night? She goes, oh, I dropped it.
Dropped it.
She goes, I thought it was old. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
So I don't understand. It looked old. You went, whoops.
No, she did drop it, but she didn't tell me. I'm like, why didn't you tell me about
because
it?
Because she thought it was old.
She's like, yeah, it was old. I thought it was old.
You were like, no.
It was fucking not even 12 hours old.
Yeah,
that was my dinner.
That was going to be
delicious.
I was
dreaming about that.
Yeah, that was going to be something nice.
Yeah, and so I started crying, and I went to bed hungry like a little baby, and she felt really bad.
And then you stood in front of Bill Murray, didn't speak, and didn't say anything for the next 12 hours? That sucks, dude.
Yeah, but that's weird. I'm dating my sister.
That is a little weird. But in light of something that's recently affected me through a friend of mine who's come a little ill and is working on trying to get better.
Yes.
I'm a little... All right. With Facebook, okay? I understand when people go on Facebook and they go, hey, listen, my dad is sick, or whenever there's an illness in a family or a friend and people go on Facebook and they say, hey, can anybody send out some prayers or positive thoughts, energy, whatever. I'm not one of these maniac fucking, you know, atheist people. Who,
right.
That's okay. You want to do that? That's fine. But now that I see this and I'm like, man, like this hit me pretty close. And
very close.
you know, yeah, very close. I'm trying not to be too, you know, I don't identity or whatever. But, and so I'm sitting there going, you know, like part of me almost wants to say, hey, you know what, blah, 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 you know, a friend of mine. But I don't even think it's to that point where I even need that. But I'm sitting there going, why not if somebody wants to, you know, they want to put out positive energy or thoughts or prayers, whatever it is. But now it's even, it enrages me more that I think about it. People putting on Facebook, and I've done this before where I've seen somebody put that they got their job and their prayers are answered, or pray for me, I'm going for my job, or pray for me, this or that fucking nonsense, true nonsense, not, you know, hey, you know what, it's, you know, it's oh, you know, pray for, hey, my kid's going to be playing in this thing. It's like, that just enrages me even more now, because I'm like, whether you believe it or not, the fact, the audacity for you to put that out there and claim that God had anything to do with you getting your job. You know what I mean? Like, if people want to say, hey, you know what? My dad's sick, you know, and let's pray for him. And that's cool. And then if you want to say, hey, maybe that helped if they got better, you know, I'm okay with that. But now it's really enraged me that somebody actually, and I've had it, dude. I go, oh, look, oh, a prayer for your job and you got it. Click. And I put the notification and I don't see anything that they post. I've done that probably 80 times. There are 80 people that I used to see on my Facebook that I don't see anymore. Because you don't want to unfriend people, because I want to try to keep as, you know, we're doing this. We're trying to build a fan base and all that shit. Dude, now that it hits a little bit home, so where if somebody put it out there and said, hey, this person who I would be talking, you know, like who I would know, and said, hey, say prayers because this, you know, it's going to be going into a, you know, going into a battle with, you know, with disease and all that kind of shit, I'd be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. You know, that's cool. Whatever. I think it does anything or not. But now it makes it so trivial. Like, how do you have the audacity to, first of all, you're asking people to pray for you. Does half of America sit on side of their bed and fucking sit there and pray every night? You know what I mean?
Right. Now I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is it the prayer part, or is it the asking the medial help?
Now it's for anything except something life or death.
Okay.
To me.
Now
it's really like, you know what?
Right.
If it's anything except for the health or livelihood, not livelihood, but life or death
of
a family or a friend, fuck you. Fuck you.
Right, right.
And it's...
Now, I have a thing. I have a thing here. I won't pull it up. There's a difference with me.
What a douche. Josie in the chat. I don't know, Joe. I am pretty sure God made sure I got my job because that bastard has always hated my guts.
That's funny.
What's worse on Facebook? Someone mentioning prayer or comedians thanking
good
audiences?
One.
Good question, Brent.
Good one.
It's not even a question. Audiences, it's having to mention all the other comics on the show.
Mentioning prayer or comedians thanking audiences.
Yes.
You said questioning.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's thanking audiences, and it's also thanking all the other comedians and congratulating all the other comedians that were on the show. Hey, I just want to hey, great job. Look, once in a while, you put on a show or you're on a big, really important show that you're on, and you just want to say, hey, everybody, hey, when I did my DVD, I sent a thing out.
If I'm on an important show, I don't give a shit because that was a fucking important show, and boom, done. See ya.
But the thing is, when I did my DVD, you know, there was about 100 and something people that came out to Supa's, the Pinebrook thing, and a lot of friends and family came out, and I went and put a post up, and I said, hey, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was a DVD taping, you know what I mean? That's different, but not for every goddamn show. In the same comics, then they have to go and say, hey, so-and-so, A, B, C, and D were all great. Everybody did great. I want to thank everybody for coming out. It's like, no, all you want to do is let people know that you had a gig last night. If you want to
what? If you want to tell everybody how great they were, why didn't you tell them after their set?
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, you did a great job last night.
Or you took it right in the mouth.
I didn't tell you last night because I wanted to be able to tell you too on Facebook so everybody else knows that Joe Conte worked last night. So I don't know what's worse. I think the prayer thing, because I think it's the audacity to sit there and think that you asking for a prayer and, for now, something so menial as a job.
Here's the thing with me. Here's the thing with me is I believe in the prayer thing, the whole thing. Not that prayers will fix. Prayers have the same effect. If there is a God and a Jesus and a whole thing, if there is a God, prayers will affect you just as much of what he gives to you as you will give to yourself by feeling it. That positive energy.
It's almost like feeling confident.
You know, when someone, you feel that someone's, it's caring, it's positive energy, it's endorphins, it's cancer fighting, it's brilliant, brilliant molecular energy, brilliant stuff that you can do for yourself. Now, no one knows if he helps. We hope he does, but we don't know if he does. Because a lot of bad shit happens to good people, and a lot of shit happens all over the world, and you don't know. That's why it says he doesn't have anything better to do than to help you get a job. You
right.
know, who we don't know that, so you can't fucking dispute it. You can't answer it. But for that, for whatever energy that he might give to you, if it is real, the same amount is going to be given to you from other people, right? Okay. Now here's the thing: you've never seen me post.
Period. It,
except for Christmas songs.
Yeah, exactly.
And dirty blues songs.
And old dirty blues songs from the 30s. Black women talking about their coochie.
But I've had, you're a close friend of mine. I talk to you every week, a couple of times a week on the phone.
We're acquaintances, and we see each other 3 hours a week on the show.
We're much closer.
We are not very
We're much
good
closer
friends.
Than you think.
We're not very good friends.
Yeah, I watch you.
Oh, really? Yeah, you wash me?
I watch you.
Oh, you watch me?
Sorry, it was the gum.
I was going to say. Saying, if you're going to wash me with gum, start on my asshole first. So when I fart, I can have a bubble coming out the back.
I have gum in my mouth and it popped up to the front.
Oh,
so,
did it really?
So it stopped the tea.
Good.
Wash.
Way to go.
It's funny. You picked up on it. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Stop the T cell fucking dropping. Go ahead.
But, the last couple of months recently, my mother, I haven't mentioned it to anybody, I haven't posted anything, but my mother and my sister Allison. She had a uterine cancer scare and a breast cancer scare. Not going to tell anybody about it. It's personal. Not going to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not me personally. I'm not going to ask for prayers because I think I have a good enough connection and a positive enough energy. If that is real, I got what I got. And I know people care about me and I care about them. So I'm saying what now when someone, a friend of mine says, pray for me, this and that. I post to them. I say, I'll give you all the magic I got. You know what I mean? I'm going to send over some positive energy to you. Whether it works or not.
Now, do you mail it to them? How does it get there? Do you use FedEx?
No, you send it to a divine power.
Do you do it like the way
and
you blow a kiss?
Hopefully
do you go,
he
positive energy.
You send
and then
it,
you blow it over?
You send it to the creator of the universe.
Do you use like a blowgun?
Hopefully it gets there within the next day.
Do you do it like the African Zumbaba? It comes some positive energy.
The look on your face just completely, my whole rant I just did for five minutes.
Right
the
in
look,
the toilet.
Right in the toilet.
Right in the toilet.
Just by the look on your face.
Yeah.
Is you just went, how does it get?
Yeah, the magic coming your way. I got an ace of spades up my sleeve. I'm going to be sending that to you.
See?
The magic's coming your way. Yeah, yeah. So what's going to happen?
I said I'm giving you all.
Listen, your dad broke his leg. Pick a card, any card. I'm going to do some magic for you. All right, put it anywhere in the deck you like. When I say stop, stop. Oh, I did a couple more cards because it's got to go behind the three of clubs so I can do the trick. All right,
oh,
we're gonna send some magic.
You have diabetes and gangrene in the feet.
We're gonna play.
I'm gonna cut you in half. Lay down in this box.
Hey, what's the matter? Got gangrene? We're gonna play 52 card pickup. Like I said, I
understand. Okay. I just me personally, because I believe in a higher power and the whole thing. I like to. I don't know if it works. I don't know, but like, but saying it, if that helps somebody feeling it that people are caring about them and stuff, fine. But I am 150% on the same page as you. As don't
sickens me.
Don't fill up the shit. If someone, our friend Mark, Tim Bory.
Right.
Yeah. His mom passed away last week.
Yeah. And I saw it after, because this last 2 weeks I've been so busy.
Yeah, but not, yeah.
I saw it right at the tail end of it. And I'm like, oh, I never even like called him or texted him. So I figure next time I see him,
exactly,
I'm just going to give him a hug and say, you know, I never got a real chance to say, sorry for your loss.
That right
know?
There, I can send him something and say, hey, thinking about you, brother. You know what I mean? And that, me extending that energy of just me saying that.
Because you're so important.
No,
ooh, sorry.
is means more. That means more to him than what it means to me. You know what I mean? But the other stuff. Hey, Frank.
Hi.
Coming in?
No.
Oh.
Just for a second, because I gotta show you something.
Oh, okay, good.
But just for that split second of that person feeling better about it, it's okay with me.
It maybe
but
helps.
Don't. Oh, I need. I got a flat tire. Pray for me.
Yeah. I'm going to karaoke. I'm doing a song tonight. Can you pray for me?
That stuff. You're taking it too far.
It's very enraging.
Yeah. But
hold on.
Oh God.
Hold on, Frank.
Oh no.
I gotta show you something.
I don't want to see it.
You have to see it.
Oh God, it's purple.
He's had gas all night.
Yeah. I could smell.
Oh,
I got Frank a gift.
I got you some candy canes.
Nice.
Oh,
it's all right. I got a meatballs.
Balls.
Just get you.
Look at that.
I got you a little coffee
for
container.
Coffee. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And giving, yeah.
Warmth
and
coffee
and diarrhea.
It smells like fish. And there's drugs in here. Oh,
no.
It's for me because I'm a nerd.
Could you like
so
to
read?
You're smart.
I can read, and
I'm a
smart guy. Look
yeah,
at that.
Little, that's a smart guy.
Look at that.
Yeah, okay. You see what I got, Kenny?
Was it used? That's appropriate.
Isn't that great with the mustache too? Because Kenny loves mustaches.
There you go.
Because he can never grow one. He's got the upper lip of a 13-year-old.
I envy mustaches. Yeah.
Thank you. I got you whatever I could find in the next room.
Dude,
no,
it's,
I'm looking for something.
This year, for Christmas for me, it's just all been about this good feeling and just liking to give shit out. Don't even care about a gift.
I don't trust that at all.
I have no ulterior motive here.
We're
get us a phone.
I'm telling you.
that's the thing.
Yeah. Nobody caught that.
I got it.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, well, that's 90% of the show.
I didn't catch it. It's not what Arthur Ashe said.
Yeah. We were just talking about stuff like that, and then you throw it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But we were just finishing up with the fact that we were talking about prayer on Facebook.
Yes.
And I have no issue with people asking for prayers when it comes to life and death.
Who knows if it works?
I have no idea. Yeah. Whether it works or not, it's not my point. Mm-hmm. But it's just it
overusing it.
Now when I see people, because I instantly do the do not show a news feed.
Right.
That's one of my like if you do some dopey political fucking rant bias bullshit, do not show a news feed. If you ask for a prayer so you can get a job, do not show a news feed.
Right.
I have some of those some of those things that I use, and it just it bothers me so much that people would actually like use that to say, hey, I'm going to karaoke, say a prayer for me that I do. And I've seen this, dude.
That's
it really is. And you know, life and death, family, sick, I'm all down with that. Ask for prayers, even though I don't really buy into it, but it's okay. I understand why people would resort to that. But
what's your minimum buy-in for prayer?
It's got to be at least sickness,
mm-hmm.
family, friend, even animal, even pet. I'll give you the pet thing because pets feel like family. My dog's not feeling well or doggy heaven. I'll give you that. But if it's a
I
job,
don't know if I'm going pet.
But listen, if somebody's got a dog for 15 years, then you know that's
it's losing just time to go.
But so is humans. You know,
what if it's a fish?
What?
What if it's a fish?
Yeah, I'm not on board with
Goldie has fin rot. Yeah, pray for her.
Finrod.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay with Goldie's Finrod?
Goldie's Finrod. Mm. Sock it to me. I'm not
also
sure.
Also called Daryl Hannah's pussy.
Oh.
Really? Sorry.
God.
I really...
ruined it.
Yeah, it did.
Ruined it.
You took it to a dark place, my friend.
Well, not that dark.
Well, yeah. Kind of bluish dark, but... I don't know. I guess
pet thing. I'm not
okay.
Into.
You, you want to go pet thing, but
if you want to put a picture and say, "Hey, my doggy died. Rest in peace."
Yeah, I feel bad.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, I feel my condolences.
Don't think dogs need prayers because I think all animals are little baby Jesuses.
Oh, and they all go to
yeah.
Doggy
are you
heaven,
trying to make time with some sort of woman? What's going on? What
was that? You think make like, time.
Yeah.
Did you say that or did he say
he
that?
Said that? 1930s.
You
that was
said
me.
That.
That was me.
Are you trying to make time?
Make time with my mezcal.
I think Frank knows his onions about your fucking.
I know my onions. I got my ducks in a row. I said let's get our ducks in a row like 3 or 4 times yesterday with complete honesty.
Not even trying to?
Yeah, and I'm like, what am I saying?
When did you notice that you were being repetitive?
Immediately.
The second one?
It wasn't like all
in a row.
No,
not
in a row,
but was it the second one? You were like, oh my God, did I just say that?
Yeah, no, repetitive I noticed probably around 3 times. Actually, probably now is when I first realized it. I said it a couple of times.
Wow.
Though I realized that I was using a phrase no one would care about or have any...
I love it.
Like, that was immediately. Every time I said it, I was like, I should have said that. I should not have said that. No, no, no. That's going to make me look weird.
Ducks in a row.
Get our ducks in a row, man. So what have you learned about this year? Because is this the last show for the year? Or
yeah.
Are you guys doing a show?
No, we got next Monday. Yeah,
sure, we got next Monday.
Yeah. What is next Monday?
Next
isn't
Monday will be 2 days. Be,
Monday
New Year's Eve Eve.
No, will be the right. Eve, yeah.
That's
Eve.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're not doing the wrap of the show yet because a lot of other shows I know are taking off the entire week.
No, the reason why we're doing the show is because
loneliness.
I will
you
be.
Have, you have no loved ones that want to spend time with
we,
you.
We haven't.
You have no other options.
We've had 4 shows in a row in studio together.
Shut-ins.
And we'll have one more, and then I'll
and
probably
stupid's
be,
probably gonna go.
I'll
away
be gone
again.
For one or two of them.
Okay.
The next
jerk.
Week, January, early January.
Big jerk.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah, you know, when we tell them, oh, it's just not working on this end in Skype, Kenny, we'll just take care of it on this end.
Oh, man, they have so much fun at your expense. Yeah. But yeah, they're totally fake. Every problem with Skype is fake for them. Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty.
Isn't this week something? This week is something for religious people, for Christians, isn't it? I'm not saying Christmas. I know that's coming up. Christmas Eve, then there's Christmas, then there's like Boxing Day, then there's Boxing Helena, then there's like
good movie.
Yeah, then there's like it's something. It's like the Festival of Lights.
It's
some
the
Christian...
winter salt. No, it's the birth of Jesus.
No, but like there's like between Christmas and New Year's is a thing. There's a whole week of holidays. Like,
no,
really weird holidays nobody gives a crap about.
Oh.
It's like Fat Tuesday and then like...
Fat Tuesday.
Wednesdays.
You know
night,
what? I think I know what you're talking about.
Two drink minimum Thursday.
Yeah. Those are things. Christians.
I think when the years rotate, like, when the calendars rotate, like Hanukkah will show up around
you're
Christmas.
You're doing some sort of witch thing. I'm talking about like honest to goodness Catholics.
Catholics.
Like a
yeah,
Catholic
they,
thing.
They do it. There's a specific thing. Yeah, somebody yeah. out there knows this. Somebody got this beaten into them
right.
In Catholic school.
If anybody knows this, please email us at ContiandKenny@AOL.com.
Yeah, we don't have
and let us
for
know
the actual answers.
Well, maybe next week. All right. Well, thanks, Frank.
Yeah, no
hey,
problem.
Hey, thanks for another year of...
mediocre?
On your end, fabulous work here for letting us do a show here. And even though we still have one more week here in 2013. Cousin Joe, thanks for calling in. His new... I don't even know what to call it.
CD.
Album CD
yeah.
is on his website. It's called
Coletta Calls.
Coletta Calls. Go to CousinJoeShow.com. Donate $5 to the website, and you get a free MP3 download. Because you can't sell it because it would be illegal or something. Because they're all fucking...
He's too lazy. That's the real reason he's
yeah,
not. It makes
exactly.
an account.
A couple of... of course, thank our new producer, White Ass Brent. Good show, guys. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And I will talk to you after Christmas. And our Twitter accounts, the shows, follow the show. It's at CNK Show. My Twitter account is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Like our Facebook page. Also, download the shows. Subscribe to the shows. Subscribe to the Conti Kenny Show.
We're having a new promotion. If you subscribe to the show, the Conti and Kenny Show, you get free MP3 downloads of the Conti and Kenny Show.
Nice.
Yeah.
All righty. Look at that, huh?
Frame it as a positive.
Free stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Very nice. And also subscribe to the
frame
shorts.
Frame it as a positive.
Subscribe to the shorts, Conti Kenny Shorts. And hopefully we'll have the new one up soon. We're just having some... little bit of tech issues with getting this new one up. It'll be called Merry Christmas. Hopefully we'll get it up in a couple days just for Christmas. And see my face.
Yeah, I don't know what Frank's face looked
Frank
like.
Frank gave me the, okie dokie.
Yeah, I looked up like that. That's right.
Yeah, and
I
realized that Frank was
that
just completely patronizing me. Thank everybody in the chat room, man. Thanks, guys. You guys have been great. A couple of websites we're friends with, jjcomedy.com, life-forever.com, godhatesbrickstone.com, and metalasylum.com. A couple of podcast friends of ours, Metal Breakfast Radio. Dave Ingram has a new album coming out, and yeah. I did not get a chance. I have the download. We got to promote it next week.
Absolutely.
All
yeah.
right, we'll play some tunes. Absolutely. Metalbreakfastradio.com. Unlearn.tv, Unlearn with Rich and Tony, tomorrow night. Oh, I don't think he's doing a show tomorrow night because it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, probably not.
He might be not, but he might be or not. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
The I Don't Know Joe Show, Joe Fernandez, great podcast. It's the It's All About Me Show with Holly and Rorschach. There's Pod Cheese with my friend Benny Michaels and, of course, Cousin Joe.
And right. Once we're done here, you can click back over to More Like Radio and... finish off with the ladies from Lust and Love.
Finish off with the ladies.
Well phrased.
Nice. All right, we're out of here. It's after 10.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. And ta-ta.
All right.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.